now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, 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 air.
Give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air feels the brother. How can
is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy demands tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal freedom.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Oh, Lord, get to me. We have much, much, much. Much, much, much. Did I say much, much, much to talk about? 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. Whew. It has come to my attention that astronauts do not take psychological exams before or after they go up in space. Somebody needs to be fired for that. But I submit to you, I can't prove this. I can't prove this, but I bet you Mae Jemison, the African woman who was the first African woman astronaut, I bet they put her through a bunch of battery of tests. Bet they did. It's going to be a great show today. Of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Snuggle on up to your radio. That's fine, fine. What do they call that? Good eat? This is good radio. Good radio. And in the 8 o'clock hour, boy, I'm telling you, we just set the tone here on the wake-up call. Going to be talking to an attorney who was one of the few people in the nation that had an opportunity to watch closed circuit the trial of Lieutenant Watada, officer who said, no, this war is wrong, is illegal. Guess what? It's ended in a mistrial. What does that mean? We reported on that first. We're going to be talking to that attorney today at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. Amazing, amazing stuff. That's why they call it Riveting Radio. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger, join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Hello, St. Louis. It's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy, inviting you to join us for the Travel Planner Show every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4.
We talk travel, share our experiences, tell you about some great deals and steals, and give you some travel tips like this.
We always cross-pack at least one change of clothes in each other's bag, just in case a bag gets lost.
Plus, it sure does give the security guys a good laugh when they see those little panties in my bag.
So tell a friend, it's the Travel Planner Show from 2 to 4 every Saturday afternoon
on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up and get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up, get to me. You want to email me? Simple. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Gosh, I'm talking about things that I normally don't talk about on my show. I want to have a conversation about Anna Nicole Smith. I do. I watched some of the commentators report on her death. And most of them looked really emotional and then made these snarky little comments about her. Now, while her life was not the life that most of us have led, I don't know, but I just think that it is dreadful. I think that it is so sad. And the reason I think that is because she just had a baby. And that baby has known so much sadness in her little life. From the moment that she's born and then her mom loses her child. Her mother was reduced to not being able to even talk. How do you grieve for your son, your barely out of his teens son's death, and you have this brand new baby that just got here? And then you have these men that are on her, trying to bring her into court while she's grieving for her son, just had a baby. They don't give a damn about that baby. The only thing they, you know, I'm the father. That's a monstrous thing that they did, that one man did. And it didn't care about the baby. It was about her money, the money that the baby represented. I think that is sad. I think it is. You wonder if the person just died of a broken heart. Just could not take the weight of everything. Does money bring happiness? I think clearly the answer is no. Clearly the answer is no. Would Anna Nicole Smith be alive today if she didn't have acts, or if that money hadn't entered her life in the way that it entered her life? Bet she would. Bet she would. I think it's a horribly sad story. And who's going to have the baby now? And why is the person going to be taking the baby? Because the baby got some digits attached to him? Lots of digits attached to him? Come on. And I believe that child has been imprinted, sadness has been imprinted on that child. Imprinted in a hard way. And it would take a extra special person to raise that baby to a different course, to a different place. And I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. I think it's sad, and I think it's hypocritical, because hypocritical of the press out there, because they want to laugh. I think a lot of them want to laugh and make fun of her, and I just think it represents just a very, very, very sad story. And I think that there is some of that, you know, high school stuff, you know, it's that high school stuff that, you know, that they're always, there's one popular girl for whatever reason, and other girls are finding ways to get at her, and that what they really are is jealous of whatever, but that's stuff you're supposed to leave in high school. You see that in the reporters today. How they seem to revel in the fact that this woman gained weight. They took pleasure out of that. And now how do the people that took pleasure in someone else's challenges in life, now that something permanently bad has happened to this person, you bring that fake stuff. Oh, she was so nice. We're going to miss her. Yeah, shut up. Shut up. Yeah, everybody's going to go, you know, that Katy Couric fake stuff all over her. I think it's sad, and I think it is sad. I think it's a tragedy, and it's a tragedy for the baby. It's a tragedy for that little baby. 1-877-920-WG. Money don't fix everything. The promise of money doesn't fix everything. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. I'm going to be speaking about them, giving a speech, a presentation, if you will, about the St. Louis Public Schools, and I would love for you all to come out and hear that. please put it on your calendars for February 18th, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. The Friends of Julia Davis Library have invited me to come out and to talk about the St. Louis Public Schools, to provide a presentation. And it's going to take place on Sunday, February 18th, 1 o'clock at the Julia Davis Library, part of the Black History Month celebration. So please, come on out. I would love to see you. I would love to. I'd love to hear your comments about my presentation. Got some good stuff in there. It'll be fun. So put it on your calendar for February 18th. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Mike.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, listen, this is from the heart, and I don't flatter nobody, but that story you was talking about, you told the truth. And since you said that, and this is no flatter, and I hope this makes your day, I wish you'd run for president.
No, thank you, Mike.
But no, it was you was truthful, and I'd like to, for being honesty, for nothing else, I think that's one good reason people ought to vote for you, whether you did it or not, because you told the truth. It was a sad story. And you know how I disagree on abortion and everything, but, hey, a lot of things. I'm glad more people running for president. But you inspired me to call for what you said today because you told the truth.
All right, Mike. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I guess I got to put this in the what are the odds column. What are the odds of that? Few veteran diplomats accept appointments to Iraq. What are the odds? What are the odds? They can't find people to work as diplomats in. They can't find veteran people to work as diplomats in Iraq. Really? How shocking. How shocking. Now, normally, diplomats and foreign service employees of the State Department have always been expected to staff hardship postings. Hardship normally doesn't require folks to wear black jackets. Thanks to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, the White House is calling for more American civilians to head to Afghanistan and Iraq. And not just not any place in Iraq, but to the most volatile places, Anbar province. Many federal employees have outright refused. They've said, oh, kiss my grits, twice. I'm not going to, is you crazy? Send Laura. Yes, the State Department is having trouble staffing the diplomatic positions in Iraq. What are the odds? My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit into the landing. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant is on the move. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road, and then again from Spady through McKnight. Look for some delays, but everything is running smoothly at this hour. Just a lot of traffic starting to build up. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for slowdowns there. Northbound 270 at 44 is looking good. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill all the way to 255-270 interchange. Look for no delays. Westbound 55-70 at 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well. Westbound 64 into the PSB exchange. Look for no delays. As West Florissant Avenue southbound at Kershaw, look for water main breaks, and that's causing some road problems around that area. And eastbound 64 from Kings Highway, Illinois 111, 255, we just got a report that there's an accident that reported at Illinois 255, so expect some delays around that area. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Cloudy today, flurries are possible, the highs in the lower 30s. This evening mostly clear, low around 10. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, low in the mid-20s. There's a chance for some flurries Saturday evening. Sunday morning, look forward to a 30% chance of snow showers with a high in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 20 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 19. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 7, so bundle up if you're headed outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. More riveting radio with Liz Brown is on the way up next. You can be a part of it, 314-454-0400. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Aldermanic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
The information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Prince, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. You know, Liz, I forget which one it was. One of those foreign countries, they show where the Army Engineer Corps, whatever, over there building the bridges and building. What about the golf course? Where's all that money? Who's going to be accountable for the money that was allocated, allegedly, and donated and so on and so forth? What about the golf course? What is being done down there? We can go to other countries. Our soldiers can go over there, but what they got to come home to? A golf course, New Orleans, Mississippi, all those areas. Those areas, to me, they look like they still, like they happened yesterday.
Yep.
So you mean to tell me out of all that money, the conditions could not have improved somewhat? That is ridiculous. And I just think it's so sad. Does Bush even go down? He doesn't go down there no more, does he?
No more. I don't think that he went down there that frequently to begin with. What, a couple of times? Maybe three times?
So it's,
and it's the worst natural disaster.
It doesn't exist anymore.
In all fairness, he's always been geographically challenged, so.
Right, exactly. Liz, I've said it once. I'm going to say it, and I hope other people see it, too. At any and every police shooting, have a documented and recorded statement. Not 15, 20, 30 minutes later, right when it happens, while it's fresh on their minds, so that we can have something. You know, because why should a police officer have 30 days to drum up a report and justify what they did?
Fact. Thanks for your call, Prince. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, the BJC lease is over with, but it's just like what the old saying is that it may be over with, but people still have ill feelings about what transpired in the end.
Well, I believe it's not over with because it's going to go to a vote to the people, so it's not over yet.
Oh, you don't think it's over with yet?
If it's going to go to a vote, it's not over with.
Okay, well, there's a referendum. The people that was against it already are putting it on the ballot for a vote, but Labor is talking about withdrawing their support to Jim Shrewsbury because of what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a deal in the North Side alderperson. They was going to get something out of the deal, and now that has been taken. North St. Louis is decaying. There's a lot of deterioration, and the trauma center, a lot of people that are hurt, they go to trauma center. That was going to be given, and that is off the table now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how negotiations...
Along with recreation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about Alex Brothers and Forest Park Hospital. If they leave, then only one would be left is BJC as a medical center hospital.
So you think that those people are going to leave?
That's a possibility.
Yeah, well, it's a possibility that, you know, cows could fly, too, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, that's being really hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical is hypothetical. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Tim.
How are you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Oh, I want to ask you a question. I mean, first of all, how can you not support the war, but you support the troops?
Okay, ask the question again.
Okay, how can people say they do not support the war, but they support the troops?
How can they say that?
Yes.
Well, I think it's easy to say that. It's easy to say that because people say, I want to keep the troops or get the troops out of harm's way.
I want to keep the troops or get the troops out of a situation that cannot be won. I want to keep the troops. I want to get the troops out of a situation where this administration is not spending the money in a way that protects them while they're there fighting. I want to keep the troops, get the troops out of the way so that we don't have to fight more wars because of our presence there. I want to keep the troops. I want to get the troops out of the way of not fighting a war for democracy, but we're fighting a war for oil that is dishonorable to our troops. Those are just some of the ways, Tim, that you can say that.
Okay, but this is the problem that I have with that. Similar to this, first of all, everybody has a right to say no.
Who has a right to say no?
Every soldier has a right to go to the war. Yes, they do.
No, they don't have a right to do it. Absolutely not.
Okay, but you'll get locked up for that, of course. But something for that, Liz. If you really feel something is right, you're going to have to give up something. I don't care what you do, what struggle you do. You're going to have to sacrifice something. And if it means your freedom, to sacrifice it, you might as well. But so I just want to say, if somebody say, I don't support you, I don't like the war, but I support the truth.
I just explained how you can do both of those things.
But that's hypocritical.
What's hypocritical? I'm not in war. I'm not a soldier. I'm saying I want to protect those who are there because that's too much of a sacrifice for a person to have to engage in to lose their liberty to do something that they shouldn't be in. So I'm stepping up to the plate as a person who is not in the military, and I am saying this war is wrong. And I want to protect you so you don't have to go to jail in order to take a stand against something that is so wrong. That is one of the most honorable things an American can do, to protect another American. I'm keeping you out of jail.
Okay, Liz, but the people that you're so-called protecting, those are the same troops. They're the same troops that are racist. Most of them are racist. The same guy, but you support them. And that's also...
But wait a minute. No. My father is a retired colonel from the United States Army, Special Forces, Green Beret, and there are a lot of folks out there that are like my daddy. So don't tell me. Huh?
That's just one of many, Liz.
Huh?
But there are also a lot of them that are not like your father.
Absolutely, but here's the thing. I'm an honorable person. I don't care if you are racist, because the fact of the matter is this war is wrong. And if it happens to bring some racists home from the war, that's just what happens. That doesn't change my assessment of this war. It's still wrong whether there's a racist over there fighting it or not. Come on. Truth is truth, irrespective of those that are involved in it. This war is wrong.
But of course, I agree with you, it's wrong, but I'm just saying, the outcry would be much louder if those were not Muslims that they were fighting. If everybody cares, I support the people to fight the Muslims. I'm a Muslim.
What are you talking about?
I'm a Muslim. Those are Muslims those troops that everybody's supporting are killing.
What are you talking about?
Those are Muslims. The troops that you're supporting, they are killing.
What troops am I support? What am I? Did you hear me say?
I heard everything you said.
Did you hear me say that it was right to kill the people over there? Did you hear me say that?
But the troops are ones that doing it, President.
But the troops. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. The gun is going to jail. Sure, there's a gun put on him. Sure, there is. The gun is, you're going to go to jail. And you're saying that they should sacrifice that. Fine. Let some of them. Everybody's not Lieutenant Watada. That's fine. The fact of the matter is, this war is wrong. This war is wrong. And the fact of the matter is that it takes people all over the world to move something like this. Why do you think Martin Luther King was murdered? Because he started saying that war was wrong and mobilizing people against that war. So are you saying that action was wrong on his part? Of course not. Of course not. He said exactly the same thing that we're saying right now. Exactly the same thing that we're saying right now.
But Liz, you know what? I'm just saying. The only thing I'm saying is, look, whenever the troops go over there and something happens to them, like I said, to me, it's easy. It's real easy. If you could, I'd rather do 4 to 5 years in a federal prison than sit up there and come back losing my, I mean, to lose my life or come back just to save the rest of my life. It's very easy, real simple.
Well, actually, here's the thing. There are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that didn't get the dog sicked on them, that didn't get the bullets put in them, that didn't lose their life during the civil rights movement. Does that mean that the people who did do those things should have done it because other people didn't step up to it? Of course not. We cannot wait for everybody in the world to be willing to take a bullet. Everybody doesn't have to be willing to take a bullet in order to change some stuff. Sure, people could go to jail. But because I'm not going to wait for them to go to jail in order to say that this war is wrong, and neither should you.
I'm not. I mean, I don't agree with anything about it, and I never will. You know, like I said.
And the person you're talking to doesn't either, and the person you're talking to said it before the troops were sent over there.
Okay, thanks.
My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Hey, St. Louis, this is Sir Sax inviting you to a show called the Gospel Skate Party every Friday night at 10 p.m. It's a program in which I bring you the best in Christian rap, righteous R&G, a taste of that holy hip-hop, etc., etc. It's heard right here on WGNU 920 on your AM dial. Don't forget, the Gospel Skate Party every Friday at 10 p.m. Get your skates on and skate with Sir Sax.
This is AM 920, WGNU, Radio Free St. Louis. Remember to listen to us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
Cafeteria line in Chicago. Batman in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip through their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white hood's all they need. A hard life, forever you go.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. In the 9 o'clock hour this morning, don't forget Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, a brand new feature, a brand new addition, a brand new component to the Wake Up Call family of programming. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the Wotata trial. There were only a few people that were able to watch this trial on closed-circuit television, and we have one of them joining us this morning on the wake-up call at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about who's Wotata. He is the only officer to say, you know what, I'm not going to the war. I'm not fighting this war. His trial just happened this week, and guess what? It ended in a mistrial. We're going to be talking about that only on the wake-up call, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And on the 18th of February, I'm let me do some bookkeeping right quick. First of all, tomorrow, Saturday, there will be a forum, a police commissioner's forum you need to go to. It's going to be at Northwest High School. It's going to take place at 10:30. And it's being put together by Representative Connie Johnson. And, of course, it is on the issue of the police commissioners. Now, there's so many issues pertaining to our police, our board, officers, murders, assaults. You need to be there tomorrow. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And then on the 18th of February, that would be the 18th of February, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, at 2:30 at the Julia Davis Library. I will be speaking on the issue of education. And I encourage everybody to come out and to check it out. To check it out. I would love to see you all there. It's part of the Friends of Julia Davis Library, the best library in St. Louis. Friends of Julia Davis Library have invited me to give a speech on state of the public schools. So I invite you to come out and to listen to the discussion. I like to do a lot of interactive things. I like to do a little slideshow presentation, everything but the lights, but the flashing lights. So come on out. And, you know, if I showed flashing lights, if I did flashing lights during my speech, you know that Homeland Security would be there and they'd shut Natural Bridge down, et cetera, et cetera. So come on out. Come on out to Julia Davis Library at 4415 Natural Bridge. Get there a little early for a speech that I'm going to be giving on education. And that's at 2:30 on Sunday, February 18th. 1-877-920-WGNU. Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
Hi. Yes, I heard the comment that a gentleman called in before,
mm-hmm,
not too long ago, and he was talking about the troops, as far as, you know, not supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of understand where he's coming from.
Help me with it.
A little bit on that.
Help me with that.
Because it's kind of like saying, you know, people want to say that, you know, don't blame the puppeteers, blame the puppet master, which would be, in a sense, you know, as far as the president is concerned and the government,
mm-hmm,
they're the ones that are responsible, which is true.
Okay.
But I feel like what he was trying to say was that, you know, the soldiers have the ability not to do what, you know, the things that they're doing. Like,
okay,
they have the
which
ability
thing,
to say no.
Which things that they're doing that they have the ability to not do? Tell me that.
As far as
while they're over there, what do they have the ability not to do?
As far as, you know, actually killing people, as far as actually, you know, going in and executing people off the strength of something that is totally, totally wrong. Just like the one soldier, they have him, they've had him on CNN. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he did not, they're trying to put him in jail right now, military prison, because he didn't do what he was, he didn't follow out what he was asked to do. And then look at the
American
soldier that just admitted to commit murder.
Right.
Everybody up under him. And he, what did he say? I was following orders.
Right.
So now they're getting ready to try and change his, because they're trying to see if they can get whoever told him to do what he did. But he's the only one out of all of those that were prosecuted to get murdered.
And you're talking about different types of circumstances, Terry, if what I'm hearing you is correct. I think you're referring to Lieutenant Watada, Aaron Watada,
mm-hmm.
who has said, I'm not going to go to war. That's one type of soldier. Then there's the type of soldier that the black guy that you're talking about, the African soldier that you're talking about, who has been accused of murdering people. And I believe there was also a rape in there, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
So then there is the soldier that goes over there and fights a war. That there is a person that's shooting at them, they're shooting back at that person. Okay, those are three different types of acts by soldiers, and I believe absolutely, Terry, that someone who is sent over to Iraq can say, I'm not going to pick up this gun and I'm not going to fire this gun. I absolutely believe that, but we live in a country where we do have a military, and people, we have hired these people to fight a war. And because of the laws of our country that say when you volunteer into this, this is what you do. Now, what do we do that are outside of that? We have to weigh in on that and say that I know that this is not something that you would do if you were not ordered to do that. So I am going to say, I'm going to try to stop this thing that you are being asked to do. Sure, you have the right to, and the ability, and the human right to set, to lay down your weapons. But everybody is not going to do that. And the people that sent them, we have to stop the people who sent them there, and we have to stop them from being there. I don't think it is a dishonorable thing to ask somebody to fight for their country. I don't think that that is dishonorable. I don't think that that is something that somebody shouldn't do. I think it is dishonorable to ask people to go over and to fight in a wrong war. I think it's dishonorable to lie to people and say that you are fighting in an honorable war. I think it's wrong to mislead people into thinking that they're doing something, because there are people that actually believe and honorably believe that this war is right, but because of the lies that have been told to them. We've got to bring them all around. We have to bring them all home. The ones that want to come home, the ones that believe that they're right in being there, and the ones that will kill that are there. Our job as citizens is to bring them home.
Well, and you know, at the same time, I also feel like, you know, people, Americans also need to look at it as a level playing field. So many people want to say, you know, those people are this and they're that, and want to call those people anything. But then they have to also think about it that this is not an, they don't have, those people don't have an organized.
You're talking about the people that are being killed by our army.
Yes.
Okay.
They don't have an organized military.
Absolutely.
So those,
absolutely.
But they're actually labeling those people, you know, as, oh, they're terrorists, and they're
that's absolutely wrong, Terry. That's absolutely wrong. And always on my show, I don't call them insurgents. These are people that are fighting in their own country, and they have every right to do that. We shouldn't be there.
Exactly.
We absolutely shouldn't be there.
That's what kills me. That's what I've been saying, you know, when people want to get into this discussion, you know.
They're fighting back.
And then I'm done. But no war, besides the Civil War, no war has ever been fought on American soil by somebody else attacking us.
Fact.
It's always America going
Fact.
Somewhere else.
But when we say America, it's administrations in America. Nobody said outside of the government that I'm going to go to Iraq. The government sent them there. And we got to stop the government, our government, from doing that.
Right, but I still think that if the soldiers, if the majority of the soldiers that know it's wrong in their heart, if they was to, if they were to stop, it would start a chain reaction, and then the government would be able to see.
I agree with that, Terry. I agree with that, Terry. But if the majority of the people in their heart knew that enslavement and knew that that Jim Crow laws were wrong, they would have been able to stop it too. But they didn't. We can't wait for people like that to get to the right place. Those of us that know better have to move on it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Listen, folks, my name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this break. Stay with me.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Florida authorities should have a better idea today what killed Anna Nicole Smith. The reality TV star collapsed yesterday at a Florida hotel, but the former Playboy Playmate's mother says she knows why her daughter is dead. More from ABC's Donna Rapato in Miami.
One tumultuous twist and turn after another in Anna Nicole Smith's life, and now her death. The medical examiner will do an autopsy here today, and we could know why Smith died by the end of the day. Smith's mother, Virgie Arthur, told Good Morning America she has her opinion.
I tried to warn her about drugs and the people that she hung around, and she didn't listen.
Now, if something other than natural causes killed Anna Nicole Smith, it could take weeks for the autopsy results. Donna Rapato, ABC News, Hollywood, Florida.
Smith may never have really hit it big, but she moved in big circles. Model Naomi Campbell called her a friend.
I'm devastated. I couldn't believe it. And I've met her and worked with her several times. And I feel sad, terrible. I feel sad for her family.
Smith was 39. The main U.S. negotiator at the North Korean disarmament talk says he's cautiously optimistic about progress being made, but how much no one involved is really saying. We're hearing a lot these days about kids who have autism, and maybe this is why. Two new studies out today say it's more common than ever.
As comprehensive as the studies are, there are still more about autism medical experts don't know than they do know.
We certainly want to find, you know, the cause ultimately.
Cynthia Johnson runs the Autism Center at Pittsburgh's Children's Hospital. The study of medical records in 14 states finds one in 150 kids is autistic. That means well over 500,000 nationwide. Doctors say there is no medical test for autism, and most autistic children aren't diagnosed with the disorder for nearly 2 to 3 years after they begin to show signs of it. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
It's still snowing in upstate New York. Some places got 100 inches so far, and more is on the way. This is ABC News.
Attention ambulance chasers, politicians, and steroid users. Allow us to introduce Office Max Impress, an exciting new way to improve your image with high-quality print and document services inside your local Office Max store. That's right, banjo players, carnies, and repo men. Office Max Impress can do custom binding, color printing, large quantity print jobs, whatever it takes to help overhaul your aura. So cheer up, prison guards, prison escapees, and hotel heiresses named for famous European cities, because Office Max Impress can turn your image problem into an image solution.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase 4 select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 38007.
The Grammys will be handed out this Sunday in Los Angeles. ABC's Al Mancini takes a look at who's a favorite and who might surprise us.
Mary J. Blige is the favorite going into Sunday's Grammy ceremony. She's got 8 nominations, helping to cap off an amazing comeback year.
This whole year has been blessed. Ever since I decided to become the victor and not the victim and have triumph over tragedy and just be happy with myself.
Hot on Blige's heels are the Red Hot Chili Peppers with 6 nominations of their own. But one of the year's biggest Grammy stories has nothing to do with the nominees. The Police will kick off the ceremony with a special reunion performance. Al Mancini, ABC News.
Some are calling it baby Y2K. The government and a lot of businesses are worried about what could happen next month when we shift to daylight saving time. We're going to do it earlier than we have in the past. And the reason they're worried, a lot of computers, include the ones the Fed's using, probably some at your home, are programmed to make the switch in April. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a judge has refused to block a recall election in Overland. Mayor Ann Persner had asked a judge to reject the potential April 3rd election to consider ousting her from office. Persner claimed there was no legal basis for the recall and that improper procedures were used to place the issue on the ballot. Circuit Judge Stephen Goldman disagreed and will allow the recall election to go on. Overland residents want the mayor removed from office for her failed attempt to replace the police chief and for holding meetings in rooms too small to accommodate the audiences. A St. Peter's home was destroyed by a fire late last night. The fire broke out in the home near Sutter Mill Road. Firefighters put out the fire in about an hour, but the house was a total loss. No one was injured in the blaze. There is no word on a cause. Finally this hour, the Cardinals will receive their World Series rings during opening week at Busch Stadium. The team announced yesterday that the ring presentation will take place on April 3rd before the team's second game of the season against the New York Mets. Fans in attendance will receive a replica of the ring. This WGNU News report is sponsored by Candy Bouquet at 620 North Skinker. For a bear hug this Valentine's Day, send the Teddy Bear Valentine gift basket from Candy Bouquet. Call 314-863-CANDY or visit candybouquet.com for a location near you. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Let's take a look at your traffic for this hour. Westbound 15 on the Illinois side between 157 and 255 US 50. Look for stop traffic blocking all lanes. There's been an accident there. Westbound lanes are blocked east of 255. So if you can, find an alternate to get through other than westbound on Highway 15 over on the Illinois side. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. And again from Spady through McKnight, you can expect delays east. Eastbound 40 from Highway K through Highway 79. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for a slowdown there. Eastbound 44 between Soccer Park and 270. Look for some slowdowns around the 270 interchange. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the gravel pit into the landing. There's a report of a water main break at West Florissant Avenue southbound at Pershall, so avoid that area because it's causing some icing conditions. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for a traffic building. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70, look for some delays around the 70 interchange as a result of the rolling into downtown. And westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant, look for traffic to be building this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, cloudy with some flurries possible, high in the lower 30s. For this evening, mostly clear, low around 10. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, once again, a low around 20. Then on Sunday, there's a chance for snow showers. Otherwise, the high will be in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 19 degrees. Lambert Fields also reporting 19. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 8, so bundle up if you're headed outside or to the bus stop or wherever you may be going outside. Just bundle up and stay warm. That is a look at this hour's news, traffic, and weather. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. More of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. It's Riveting Radio with Liz Brown right here. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
After freedom here in revolution in the air, air.
To you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that's a below me.
More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. If you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And don't forget, White Rose Society, that's where my shows are archived, and they're always doing a fundraising effort, and I would love for you to, support them. Give them some support at whiterosesociety.org. Give them a little something. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There is so much stuff to talk about. Many doings going on this weekend. And in the weeks ahead, we have much stuff to talk about. Of course, there will be a forum tomorrow at 10:30. And it will take place at Northwest High School. It's going to take place in the auditorium, and everybody needs to be there. Why? Because the Board of Police Commissioners will be there. There will be an opportunity for folks to talk to them, to talk to the police, to voice their concerns. This is an opportunity for a discussion on this issue, and they need to know what you think. They need to feel your presence. They need to understand or be told what is going on in our communities, our concerns. What's up with this death squad that's going on that Moke was said to take the glove. We're going to take the gloves off and people die. What? What about what black captains are being promoted? What police officers are being punished for racism? Why aren't the police walking the streets in our neighborhood? Why are there people standing out there that are able to sell drugs in some part of the city, but they certainly couldn't sell drugs in another part of the city? That's tomorrow at 10:30 at Northwest High School. We have much business to tend to. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about and some more announcements coming at you. Stay with me.
Inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal. And you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Aldermanic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please. Tell them who you're going to lose.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz, and your listening audience.
Irene J. Smith, good morning.
Good morning. I'm just calling to remind people that the International Urban Institute will be meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor at the Fire Building, and we will continue meeting on. We will then go over to the police board meeting, but we will still meet tomorrow to take care of the business of the International Urban Institute. And we encourage everyone to come out. We also want to be supportive of FIRE, who has so graciously allowed us to use their building every Saturday. And on Monday at 9 o'clock down in the federal courthouse in Judge Sipple's courtroom, their lawsuit against the city will be taken up. We want to encourage people to come out to support FIRE and to be at that court hearing for as long as it lasts. This will start this Monday, February the 12th, at 9 o'clock in Judge Sipple's courtroom in the federal courthouse. Now, if you come down to the federal courthouse, you will have to go through security as you do in other courthouses. The difference is you will have to have identification. So please make sure you have some type of picture identification when you come down. Sometimes the marshals will ask you for it, sometimes they will not. So make sure that you have picture identification.
Outstanding.
All righty.
All right, thanks. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yes, Liz, I don't know how many of your listeners read the Black Weeklies, but it was brought to our attention just yesterday.
Oh, I know what you're getting ready to say. You go ahead and say it.
You know that, it's this slanderous piece. Against OBS, and it's like the person that wrote it, it don't even seem like they're from St. Louis or from this planet because... Yeah, I mean, there's so many lies, you don't know where to begin to start. But this much I'm going to say. They say that we are endorsing Shrewsbury now.
Now, wait a minute, and let's be clear. Okay, let's just break it down so that people are very clear about what has happened. This is in the St. Louis American.
Correct.
It is in the political eye. Mm-hmm. And the St. Louis American's editor, new editor, is a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's writing the political eye.
Right.
And he has said some things about myself. He has said some things about Irene J. Smith. He's writing from a white sensibility. And you know, you almost got to ask the question if he's a plant.
True. Because now yesterday, y'all was talking about the COINTELPRO program.
There you go.
You know, and this is like character assassination.
Yes, it is. To say that OBS is endorsing Shrewsbury, it's a slanderous lie.
Exactly.
It's a slanderous lie. Now, did anybody call you?
Well, you know, so far...
Before this article went out, did anybody call you?
No, no one called us to verify.
And wait a minute, I got to say this, too. Jamala Rogers writes a weekly column at the St. Louis American, and the editor couldn't pick up the phone and ask Jamala Rogers what if this was true?
Obviously not.
Obviously not. And this is such, he said, one of the things that he said about Irene J. Smith that was so insane that nobody in St. Louis would have said it, let alone believe it. The black papers, the city of St. Louis, the editor is a white guy that's putting lies about black people in the political eye.
Oh, yes.
That's an amazing place that we're in right now.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out now, what is the whole angle that leads them to make these attacks at this time now? And they're trying to even say, Liz, that, well, if Lewis and people like Macmillan, if they get in, noisy protest groups like OBS, there will be no need But our contention is we
wait, but there will be no. Okay, now see, that is such a white way of talking about African activists, noisy protest groups. When you have a white editor of a black news, a black weekly newspaper, that's problematic anyway. But look at how he talks about African people, like those outside of the African community, peering and sneering into the African American community, talk about black folks.
Right.
No, you're a noisy protest group.
Right, and so he's saying that, like, you know, racism, that it will go away. He's saying that, like, St. Louis apartheid, it won't exist, you know, once we get people like Mike McMillan and Lewis in. And, of course, we support, like, you know, getting black candidates in, because that represents, like, black representation. But that's only one small part of our platform, because we want political empowerment, economically especially, and we don't have any of that. So, I mean, we're supposed to go out of existence shortly, because they electing like these black folks in that they think is
but see the COINTELPRO-ness of that.
Okay.
See the twistedness of that, because it's kind of a 2-4 type of a slap. It's saying that it's suggesting that certain types of black people are being put into office to tamper down, to eliminate, their sole purpose is to keep African people from demanding that the city of St. Louis spends its tax money based upon the citizens that pay it, that the city of St. Louis follows the law, that the city of St. Louis ceases with the racism that they have engaged in. I mean, if we didn't get our first African alderperson until the 70s, this is a racist city.
Right.
So here we have a white editor of the black newspaper saying that, making these slaps that, okay, go ahead, I dare you to elect Lewis Reed now, because I'm saying that he's part of the establishment to keep you quiet.
Right.
And I'm saying that OBS is supporting the white boy.
Exactly.
That's what he's saying. It's outrageous. It is outrageous. Have you contacted the American?
Well, you know, I attempted to yesterday, and we are faxing over our first official protest statement. I mean, this is just the beginning. I mean, I had to have some people just constrain me yesterday. I mean, I try to be very...
So here we are.
You know, but I mean, when you start attacking us, I mean, we've been around for 27 years.
You've been here longer than that editor has ever been here.
I mean, we don't have money, but we have integrity, you know, and we believe in being principled. And, you know, if we endorse somebody, you know it. We don't have to sneak around and say we secretly endorse anybody. We don't play that, because we think that... In the movement, we need to be principled. Our people need to understand that we stand on principle. That's how you...
But McClemo, here is the other piece of this. Here is the other wicked piece of this. Jamala Rogers is a founding member of OBS. Is that not correct?
Right.
Jamala Rogers has been at the American longer than this white editor has ever been and will ever be.
Right.
So how dare he not... How dare he insult and slander a woman who has been at the St. Louis American all that time? And I want to know what Donald Suggs is going to say and do about this, because this is intolerable. It has been coming. You can see that the misinformation that this person puts in the paper constantly. Not only is he uninformed, but there's an agenda behind, there's a white agenda behind his lack of informedness, if there is such a word.
Definitely. Now, they always seem to be supporting the Slay administration, and, I mean, they have nothing but kind things to say about how he's messed up the school.
He's white.
System. Right.
He's
know,
white.
Stuff. And so it's like,
the
okay.
The editor of the black newspaper is a white guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. And you know what? Wouldn't it be something to have people outside of the St. Louis American saying, protesting outside of the St. Louis American, boycotting the St. Louis American because the St. Louis American has a white editor.
Wait,
and a white editor who lies on black people. And a white editor that assaults black people, that libels black people. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right, now.
Okay.
Let me keep me apprised about what the response is.
Okay, definitely.
All right, thank
you. Thanks, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 15 at the Illinois 157 through I-255-50 over on the east side. There's stop traffic blocking all lanes due to an accident. Westbound lanes are blocked east of 255. Northbound 55 from Herculane and McNutt through Z. Look for an accident, and that's at Highway Z, so look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 Gravoy and Doherty Ferry, look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. That's near Doherty Ferry. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the bridge, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason and again Spady through McKnight, look for slowdowns going on there. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant, you can expect some delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit into the landing, look for some delays. Southbound West Florissant Road at Pershaw, look for a water main break, and that's causing icing conditions there. Northbound 270 between Dorset and 70, look for slow traffic on the exits there. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79, expect traffic to be rolling steady this hour. Northbound Route 3, that approach on the Poplar Street Bridge is looking good. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies and flurries for today with a high in the lower 30s this evening. Mostly clear with a low around 10. Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, once again, a low in the mid-20s. Then Sunday, chance for snow showers in the morning with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 19 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 19. The wind chill makes you feel like it's 8 outside, so just bundle up if you're headed out to work or out to the bus stop. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah, so it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family, that you've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for twinkie enriched?
Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I'd like to follow up on what Klima was talking about. Also, there's another article in there about an outstanding activist in our community. I've known for over 40-plus years, whose integrity is above reproach, and that's Percy Green. That fearless article about Percy in reference to the school board, Percy is on the right track in reference to the school board, and those, and it's proven by those, the turnout, you know? You read the article?
I did not. I don't read The American. I do not read The American.
And
precisely because of those reasons. And when we talk about African, there's a calendar where there are different events that are listed. This white editor of the St. Louis American has been consistently pulling out black events that have been in that calendar for years. And when you and again you look at the frame of reference that is being the lens, if you will, that is being used to peer at African activities and the response of it. This is clearly the observation of a white person who has issues with people of African descent peering in at our community and assessing it racistly and incorrectly.
You're right on point.
this is outrageous.
Coming from a black, so-called black newspaper.
The black newspaper that has a white editor that gets it wrong, just factually gets it wrong. OBS did not endorse Shrewsbury. Factually gets it wrong. And then goes further than factually getting it wrong. Then they go to the place of assaulting and maligning African organizations that have changed this city and has reduced them down into that racist white sensibility of a noisy protest group.
In addition to that, the other editor also was on, what's that program on last night, on Channel 9?
The one that the head of it said he'd rather die than have me on there.
Yeah.
Donnybrook.
Right.
Donnybrook.
Alvin Reed was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the issue came up in reference to some legislation up in Jefferson City to apologize for slavery. And this brother was against that. You know? I said, you know, where is he coming from? Where is this newspaper coming from? You know, that's the first step for reparations, getting an apology. And then the next step is reparations. That's all in keeping with the whole reparations movement. You know?
We are in a place in the city of St. Louis that, I mean, up is down, down is up, left is right, et cetera, et cetera. When you have a African newspaper, an African week, and I would say that this is the prettiest black newspaper in the entire country. I'm not even going to say slick. It's a beautifully, visually beautiful paper.
Sure it is.
And it is the prettiest paper, I would say, in the United States. I've been all over this country, and I've seen black newspapers. The layout, the presentation is, no one exceeds it. But the fact that we have this newspaper this pretty black newspaper that is, the editor is a white person that is using racist, intolerant, white sensibility to put his lens on our community and then to tell lies about our community is absolutely fundamentally unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
And we may be the first city in the United States where there is a protest outside of the black paper because the editor is white.
That's right.
Because, again, you cannot attack and peer at black organizations like OBS that have been here for decades.
Or, for that matter, an individual like Percy Green.
Or, for that matter, me. Or, for that matter, Irene J. Smith. Or anybody that is out here in this community taking the stand, the stances that need to be taken in this community. And you have a snarky white editor of a black newspaper undermining that incorrectly. So you're no good at your job, and you are putting that snarky racist assessment to all of the stuff that you're seeing. Oh, it's just foul beyond description. Foul.
Incidentally, is Vervis still writing for them?
Vervis is not, my understanding, Vervis is not writing the Eye anymore. It's this white guy. That's why all this, I mean, I had my issues with Vervis. I didn't like some of the stuff that he said about me. But this stuff is so different. This stuff is so, it's my understanding, Vervis does it every once in a while, if that. It's outrageous. He gets it wrong. And this is, you got to ask yourself, who, is he working for Shrewsbury? Is he working for the white interest in this city? It certainly appears that way when over 1,200 people show up at a event about our schools, and he's still taking Slade's position. And mind you, he ain't even from St. Louis.
And I know that Donald reads that before it's being published.
People need to ask, call Donald Suggs and ask what is going on with this. This is unacceptable. This is what reducing honorable African groups down into the intolerant white insensibility of, oh, they just noisy protest groups.
Mm-hmm.
They just noisy protest groups.
A group of raunchy black nationalists. I mean, this is...
Is that what he said?
Like, no, I didn't say that.
Okay.
That's the way I'm paraphrasing.
That's the feel that he wants to leave you with.
That's exactly it.
That's the feel that he wants to leave you with. It's outrageous.
It is.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Oh, Liz, I must tell you, that show that Madu and I really put on for really Saturday, I'm telling you right now, with the crack crowd saying 3 times. Oh,
you're talking about the open house for Lewis Reed's campaign headquarters in the North St. Louis. Wasn't that a beautiful thing,
man,
Cody?
It was so beautiful. That's what it's called, offense. That's called offense. Reed going so good now. I mean, we went to, but I mean, went to me yesterday. I mean, there ain't nothing. There ain't nothing, man. I had Reed with me yesterday. Made about 4 stops. Yesterday, man, everybody enjoyed it, liked it, you know.
That's excellent. People just need to get out. People need to get out and vote on in March. People need to.
They can do it for Claire. They can do it for me.
Fact.
They can do it for me. All you got to do is punch 21.
Fact.
Punch number 21, you know.
Punch 21.
And the man, I'll tell you right now, we going to win it. You know what? I see they take the sand down, you know. They take the Luther Market, taking the sand down. Bernice Keene, they going with the white boy. Ted Hudson. You going with the white boy out of him? That ain't bothering me.
What does Ted Hoskins have to do with this race?
Huh?
What does Ted Hoskins have to
do? He's the 19 war down there. He got the 19. His son, he got a Shrewsbury down there.
All right, it don't matter. Thanks.
We will. Have a good day, man.
All right, thank you, Cody. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mike.
How you doing, young lady?
I am outstanding.
seems like Clifton Gates and Donald Fuzz, the owners of the St. Louis American, need to find out where, why they have to search for somebody like that to run their newspaper.
Mm.
That, that the situation needs to be expressed that they themselves are an aberration to the community. You know?
This is outrageous.
How do they live in a schizophrenic, they're living in a schizophrenic world, and how do they justify name calling of a people by somebody that looks at them differently also?
And Kalima was talking about how they had to hold him back physically, because this is an assault in a deeply, deeply, deeply wicked way. You have a black newspaper with a white editor telling lies about black people and belittling decades worth of work that black people have contributed to this city at their own expense. Those are fighting words. Those are fighting words.
And there's no comment from Donald Sutherland.
This showed up in the paper yesterday. So it will be interesting to see today what the comments are going to be. This is outrageous.
I bet there'll be no comment.
Okay. I ain't taking that bet.
Have a good day. Take
care.
No comment from Suggs.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. Place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hi, this is Lizbeth Tanz, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program. Each Friday, my co-host Connie Mitchell and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects, so come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Aldermanic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal. And you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Aldermanic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
rise up, oh! Rise up, oh! Everybody gotta rise up, come follow me, rise up, oh! Rise up, oh! It's the mass, I've got to rise up, you got to rise up, oh! Rise up, oh! Everybody gotta rise up, yeah, you gotta rise up, oh! Rise up, oh! Touch the sun, catch the breeze, we're gonna fly up. In love, we see that no man is an island. Singing, we go fight the silence. Now don't you run from the heart and its power. Hiding away every day in your ivory tower. Thinking about the past and the mistakes we make. Oh, thinking about the rocks, that's the gamble that we take. Oh.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Prince, good morning.
Miss Liz, I couldn't help but to weigh in on this. Brother Kalibu, I love you. Keep up the good work. This nothing short, Liz, nothing short of the St. Louis American using the entire front page next week for a public apology. Should be accepted, and the removal of this individual from that paper, not ask him what's going on, tell him as a community, because the community has the power to make or break that paper.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. So a public apology, clear front page to the OBS organization, nothing short of that, for starters.
And the other piece of it also is that there are a whole lot of advertisers in that paper.
Oh,
whole lot of advertisers in that paper. And for advertisers to get wind that black people are throwing this paper away or not reading this paper or have turned their back on this paper is a big deal.
Exactly.
And again, it's not just that. It is not simply that the white editor of the St. Louis American has looks at black activity through the lens of an intolerant white sensibility and reduces reduces honorable, historically significant actions on the part of organizations that have been decades in fighting the racism that exists in the city of St. Louis, for him to attempt to reduce that down into a racist, intolerant, white sensibility of noisy protesters is unacceptable, particularly when we have Jamala Rogers, who's the founder of that organization, who has been writing for that paper longer than this white editor of that paper ever will be part of that paper, is absolutely unacceptable. And then it's not just that, but he gets it wrong, and he gets it wrong at the expense of African people, and that's unacceptable.
Well, exactly, Liz. Also, he's not so much as getting it wrong. He's doing what he set out to do. His mission is to create divisiveness.
Oh, I didn't say that it was. I didn't say
misinformation to the minds of black people.
I'm not saying that it's not intent. Wait a minute, Prince. I am not saying that it is not intentional. Mm-hmm. But it is important to underscore that he gets it wrong, and he gets it wrong at the expense of black people, and that is intentional.
Exactly. And on the flip side of that, Liz, as a black paper in a black community like St. Louis, you do your community a disservice when you do not display and allow a paper to have an African-American, someone who understands, someone that can articulate the African-American community, to edit that paper.
He's already demonstrated that he cannot. He's already demonstrated that he cannot and that he does not.
There are qualified folks in that community that can edit that paper.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work. Love you, Colleen Moon.
Thanks for your call, 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Dimitri, good morning.
Your comments about the derogatory comments they made about protesters,
mm-hmm.
I think you're sending out a Wake Up Call because of the fact that if they don't recognize the nonviolent protesters, pretty soon they might just become violent. And then it'll be too late, so they better wake up and smell a coffee. But what I wanted to call up about also is the fact that I have the feeling I'm living in an occupied country, because it seems to me that the government is alien to what I want and what I expect from our government. And so we live in an adversary relationship. And to justify this, and perhaps this is a symbol of why we're living in an occupied country, is this. Do you remember when the dollar sign used to be, or I don't know if most people remember, the dollar sign was U.S., that meant it was U.S. currency?
Mm-mm.
Well, now it's I.S. And there's only one country in the world whose letters begin with I.S. Take a look at the dollar signs that you see in advertisements. I.S. is the only one country is Israel. And I just wanted to make those remarks, but this is a life in an occupied country. It's not very pleasant.
Thank you very much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And I want to remind people of their opportunities. This weekend we have a panel discussion on with the St. Louis Police Board of Police Commissioners. It's taking place at 10:30. It's going to be at Northwest High School. It's going to be in their auditorium right there on Riverview. And Irene J. Smith is going to be part of the panel. Connie Johnson is also has brought this. And the OBS is going as one of the organizers and one of the sponsors of this panel discussion, along with Citizens Against Police Crimes and Repression. It's imperative that you be part of this and you come out to this. As always, there is a International Urban Institute meeting that starts at 9 o'clock, and they will be getting their business done early in order to come over to the police commission's panel discussion on Saturday at 10:30. There's so much stuff going on. And for next week, you need to plan on the 15th, next Thursday, going up to Jefferson City at the DESE hearing. Since so many people showed up on Tuesday of last week, over 1,200 people. I'm so proud of us, over 1,200 people, that DESE hasn't yet said what time the meeting is going to be. But you all need to be prepared. There are enough retirees out there. There are enough of us out here that can take some time off of our jobs to get on the bus, follow the bus, get up to Jefferson City and report on and let them know that a state takeover, the answer is no. The nullification of our votes with a three-person panel, the answer is no. And you need to be up there. This is a fight to the end. This is a fight to death. I mean, this is a fight forever. They want our money, and we have to be ever vigilant in protecting our children, our community, our money, and our educational system. That's what we are supposed to be doing. And then on the 18th, oh my goodness, I'm just planning your whole day. I'm planning your whole. That's what I do. On the 18th, I'm giving a speech on, I've been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis as part of their Black History Month celebration. I have been invited to speak at Julia Davis Library on the 18th. That's a Sunday. That's next Sunday at 2:30. So join me at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge, Julia Davis Library, the best library in St. Louis. It's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to giving this speech. I'm really looking forward to having this discussion with you about our public schools. Please come on out. I would love to see you. We have a full day this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, Dr. Rosa Kincaid will be joining us for Wellness 101. And then in the next hour, we again an exclusive here on the Wake Up Call. We have a reporter and also a soldier, and also a soldier that didn't go. One of the few people in the United States that had the opportunity to watch via closed circuit television the trial of Lieutenant Aaron Watada, the highest ranking military person to say no to this war in Iraq. And he's going to be sharing with us what he saw and what really happened, because, you know, the Watada trial was a mistrial. You don't want to miss that in the next hour. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy demands tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
That matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. An autopsy today for Anna Nicole Smith, the former Playboy playmate, collapsed suddenly yesterday at a Florida hotel. ABC's Jim Avila has more from Florida.
We should get some answers sometime today, however. The coroner in Broward County, which has the responsibility of this Seminole Indian reservation, says that he will have the autopsy early this morning and that he expects some answers today about why it is that she died.
There's also an emergency paternity hearing. Two men claim to be the father of Smith's baby daughter. Her attorney, Howard K. Stern, is listed on the birth certificate, but another man says it's him. Smith's mother, Virgie Arthur, just wants what's best for her grandchild.
I'm going to go over there and see what I can do to help her, because she's the last of the two. I have a dead grandson, I have a dead daughter, and now I have a granddaughter that I'm really sincerely worried about.
Arthur's not seeking custody, but she says she wants to be a part of the child's life. Well, over a dozen Palestinian protesters and at least as many Israeli police were injured today during clashes at a Jerusalem site that's holy to Jews and Muslims. Several renovations Israel's making to the site known as the Temple Mount or Haram al-Sharif. The Senate is still stuck mostly along party lines over a resolution that would condemn President Bush's troop buildup in Iraq, but it looks like the House may be ready to move ahead with its own version.
House leaders plan to spend 3 days in debate next week on the Iraq troop surge, enough, according to Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, to give every member time to speak.
That is important, I think, for the president to hear. It's important for the country to hear, and we will assure that that is done.
Republican leader John Boehner calls a non-binding resolution against sending additional troops silly.
It's a meaningless political stunt.
Both sides call Iraq the number one issue of this new Congress. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
This is ABC News.
Hey, Ken, picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix, pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage, and I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe protonics longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonicSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about protonics, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if protonics is right for you.
It's considered one of the more liberal churches here in the U.S. Now a struggle is building in the Lutheran Church. It's over the issue of gay clergy members. ABC's Richard Cantu has the story.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has ousted openly homosexual pastor Brad Schmeling from St. John's, the oldest Lutheran church in Atlanta. Church members knew about Schmeling's sexuality when he accepted their call 7 years ago, even threw him a party when he announced last year that he'd found a same-sex life partner. But church leadership engineered his ouster. Pastor Schmeling's removal from the clergy won't be effective until after a meeting in August at which church leaders might change church policy barring sexual relationships for gay clergy, a policy that the disciplinary report on Schmeling's case calls bad. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Some people still really want Al Gore to be president. They're quietly assembling a campaign to draft the former vice president into the 2008 presidential race. They met in Boston earlier this week to put the plan into action. Gore has repeatedly said he's not running. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a woman accused of fatally shooting her husband has pleaded not guilty. 66-year-old Corrine Jones is charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Investigators say she shot her husband, 71-year-old Robert Jones, in December when he handed her a warm can of beer. Police say Corrine admitted to the shooting when they arrived at the couple's North St. Louis home. Jones remains in the St. Louis City Justice Center without bond. Nearly $8,000 have been stolen from DeSmet Jesuit High School. The money was raised at a January dance and was intended to be sent to help poor children in Central America. About $100 in petty cash was also taken from an administrator's office. School officials suspect that thieves may have come in through the ceiling. Anyone with any information on the robbery is encouraged to call John Hawkey at 314-785-1260. Finally this hour, Albert Pujols is now officially a U.S. citizen. The 27-year-old Cardinals first baseman is a native of the Dominican Republic, but has lived in the U.S. since he was 16. He was confirmed as a citizen on Wednesday in a small public ceremony in downtown St. Louis. The ceremony was reportedly attended by several friends and family members. Shortly after being sworn in, Pujols headed for Florida to prepare for the start of spring training. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 270 at Grabway and Doherty Ferry. Look for that accident. It's been cleared, but expect slow traffic. Westbound Illinois 15 between 157 and the 255-50 interchange. Look for that accident. It's been cleared. It was just east of 255, but you can expect slow traffic as a result. Eastbound 40 from Mason Road back through Maryville Center, and then again from Spady to McKnight. Look for traffic easing this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns, but otherwise it should be okay. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing.
Eddie Murphy plays three different characters in Norbit.
Southbound Florissant between Pershing, or at Pershing, look for a water main break there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for some delays. And northbound Route 3, that approach onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect no delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Cloudy, a few flurries are possible today. High in the lower 30s this evening. Mostly clear, low around 10. Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, low around the mid-20s. Then on Sunday, 30% chance of snow showers. Otherwise, the high will be in the upper 30s. Currently, we've got 19 degrees, cloudy skies, Lambert Field, 19 as well. Wind chill makes it feel like it's about 7 outside, so bundle up if you're headed out. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis public schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Another say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
Common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, Black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. And as I have said, as I've been talking about all this week, there will be an event that is taking place on Saturday at 10:30 at Northwest High School, and it's an event that has, I think it's something that people really need to make themselves a part of, and it's also an event that has been put together and brought to Northwest by State Representative Connie Johnson, and I have Connie Johnson in the studio with me this morning to talk about the event. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing today?
I'm outstanding. Talk to us about this forum that is being held on Saturday. How important is this?
I think it's very important, Liz. I mean, just to give a little brief background, a few weeks ago, the Board of Police Commissioners met with several of the St. Louis City legislators and expressed a need or a concern about improving their dialogue with the community. And they asked all the legislators if they would consider hosting a public forum in their respective districts. And obviously, part of my district is Walnut Park, mm-hmm. and we all know what has happened recently in Walnut Park. It has been a hot area in terms of drugs and violence. There are lots of questions about what's going on as a change to police. And so I thought I would take them up on their opportunity, allow the community to direct their questions to the people who could answer them, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
And I think one of the reasons for me why this is so important, when the Board of Police Commissioners meets, citizens can't ask questions.
Correct.
You know, you can't ask questions.
Correct.
So this is going to be an opportunity for people to do that. Who's going to be there?
We have confirmed Chief Mokwa, Chris Goodson, who is the chair. The other, I can't think of the other colonel's name right now. I think he's the secretary. And
is Julius Hunter going to make it?
He has not been confirmed. Right now, I've been told that there are four commissioners, and there are a total of six,
mm-hmm.
But a total of four will be there. But I do know unequivocally that Chief Mokwa, Chris Goodson, and the other colonel who's a member of the police department, whose name it just escapes me right now, will be there tomorrow.
So this is a very, very good and a very powerful opportunity for people that have so many questions about what's going on with the police department in our community to be able to ask these questions.
Correct. And in addition, over Walnut Park includes the six police district,
mm-hmm.
and they just had a major leadership change. Alfred Atkins is the new major over there.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Isom is the new captain, and they're in the process of implementing the new crime strategy. So if people have questions and concerns about what this new plan is and how it's being implemented in their neighborhood, they need to come out and meet the new major and the new captain as well.
And the time and the place of this, Connie?
It is 10:30 tomorrow morning at Northwest High School.
Very good. Okay. And I'm pleased to see it being brought to my ward. That's a good thing. What, and the address again of Northwest?
It's 5140 Riverview.
5140.
And I want to add that, you know, organizations have also stepped up in terms of co-hosting this, the Organization of Black Struggle, the Area F Neighborhood Council, and Northside Neighborhood Action Association.
And Irene J. Smith is going to be on the panel as well.
Okay, great. Yes, yes, the Honorable Irene J. Smith will be helping us moderate. And so come on out. I don't care how cold it is. You all have all kinds of questions when it gets hot. So let's
fill the auditorium.
That's basically it.
Fill the auditorium. We're taking a break. I'll be back with one of the eyewitnesses to the trial of Lieutenant Aaron Watata, an attorney and also a war resister from about 40 years ago. You don't want to miss this conversation. Stay with me.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Sil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Sil.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Sil.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by. Drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have something amazing that has happened in our political lives, in our political worlds, in our country's history. And we are at an amazing point for this to happen. Last week, I had a writer on who interviewed Lieutenant Erin Watada. And she talked about how she had been subpoenaed into his trial. You know, Lieutenant Erin Watada, the highest-ranking officer, the highest-ranking person in the military to stand down and say, I am not going to be deployed to this war. This war is illegal. So a trial was commenced. And as of today, we're standing at a mistrial. We need to talk about that. And to facilitate that conversation, I have David Mitchell joining us from Spring Valley, New York. David Mitchell was one of the few people in this country that actually had an opportunity to watch the trial via closed circuit television, to watch the trial in Tacoma, Washington, of Lieutenant Erin Watada. David, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you? I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great, thanks. A little tired. I just got back to Newark about 12:30 last night.
From Tacoma?
From Seattle, Tacoma area, Fort Lewis, right?
Yeah, right. The aroma of Tacoma. I went to high school there, so.
Oh, really?
Yes. I know Tacoma. And
I didn't get to see much of anything but motel rooms and an army base.
And Fort Lewis, Washington. There.
Right.
Well, how did you come? Let's start with this. How did you come to be able to view the trial of Lieutenant Erin Watada?
Well, you have to get up very early in the morning and wait in line and get a pass, actually, to get into the base. And they had a limited number of passes. I had been asked a couple of weeks ago by Bob Watada, Lieutenant Watada's father, because he had had some history in terms of a case I had 40 years ago, to come to the court-martial if I could. And they did limit people from being in the actual hearing room. That was just legal parties and the family members, but they did have an adjoining room where they allowed the press and about 40 other people to be there, and I was there all 3 days.
So before we get to what you saw, I'd like to get a bit of your background. 40 years ago, you were a Vietnam draft resistor.
Correct.
Why?
One of the reasons I went to the Watada case was that my case it's very similar to this. Although I was ordered to report for induction, I had not applied for conscientious objector status. I was not a pacifist. I objected to the specific Vietnam War, and on that basis, I refused to go, claiming that the war was illegal, and therefore my induction order was illegal based on international laws that are by our Constitution, the supreme law of our land also, And based on the Nuremberg principles, where we tried the Germans and laid down that individuals had a duty and responsibility to disobey orders, to refuse to participate in illegal wars, aggressive wars, or conduct within wars that's illegal. So there was a connection, I felt, with Lieutenant Wattada, and actually I had started a 5-year sentence.
No, did you have a trial?
A week ago, 40 years ago.
Did you have a trial?
I had two trials, actually. One trial, which the judge was a little overzealous against me, and he ended up being reversed, which also strikes a similar note to what happened to Lieutenant Wattada yesterday or the day before. I got a retrial. I was tried first in New Haven in September of 1965. I had a retrial in Hartford, Connecticut, March of 66. And as I said, they ruled my international law arguments, the legal war arguments, irrelevant, which is very similar to what happened here. And I had a 5-year sentence, which I started 40 years ago this week. And I served 2 years. I was paroled after 2 years.
So when you're sitting in that room and watching the trial of Lieutenant Wattada, and by the way, you are an attorney. You're not practicing, but you are an attorney.
Correct. I practice. I'm not practicing, but I was an attorney for a number of years, worked at the Legal Aid Society in New York City and the South Bronx.
So when you're watching the trial of Lieutenant Wattada, can you talk to us about, before we get to what you actually saw, can you talk to us about what you know about why Lieutenant Wattada, or what Lieutenant Wattada said that got him to this place?
Sure. It's what he said and what he did. He, first of all, he, after trying within channels to, he felt the war was illegal in Iraq, and after trying through channels, talking to commanders, etc., making plain that he would refuse an order to deploy to Iraq, feeling that was his duty under international law and also under, actually, the law of the Army and military, which where it states that a soldier has a duty to disobey an illegal order. He made it clear that he would not deploy to Iraq. He would not lead his men to Iraq. There were various things that happened before he went public where he offered to go to Afghanistan. He didn't have an objection to that. Felt that was different than Iraq.
So he offered to go to Afghanistan?
Yes, he offered that he would go to Afghanistan and instead of Iraq. It was just from his... He had actually volunteered for the military in March, after March of 2003, but after investigating, which is the duty of an officer, what the Iraq war was about, he came to the conclusion that it was an unnecessary, illegal, and immoral war. The defense of the United States was not involved. There was no imminent danger, and we had been lied to. We had been lied into that war in terms of saying that we're weapons of mass destruction, ties to 9/11, etc. So he came to a conclusion that it was his duty under law to disobey the order. So he was being tried for refusing to deploy, and also he's being tried for statements he made criticizing the war and saying it was illegal that were held to be conduct unbecoming an officer. So there were a number of counts as to public statements that were involved also. And he's the first and only officer so far that's refused. There have been others who have refused to redeploy, soldiers, but he's the first officer.
And the fact that he is an officer is significant in a number of different ways, isn't it?
It's
significant
first.
It's
the first. I mean, there as I say, there have been a number of people that have been to Iraq, have come back, have refused to deploy, saying that they found it to be immoral and illegal. Kevin Benderman, there's been a number of cases.
But insofar as the Army is concerned...
The Army is more upset that it's an officer, but it's also more upset that he's not seeking conscientious objector status because that couldn't be accommodated by just exempting him individually. He's saying his order is illegal because the war is illegal.
And that's a different statement than Muhammad Ali's statement.
He's putting the war on trial itself. Right. And that's similar to what I did. And 40 years ago.
And your case made it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, it wasn't heard by the Supreme Court. They denied review, but Justice William Douglas issued a written dissent saying that that the Nuremberg trial precedents were issues that needed to be addressed, and he said that my case should have been heard.
We're going to take a break. I'm talking to David Mitchell. He's an attorney. He is joining us from Spring Valley, New York. We're talking about the trial of Lieutenant Aaron Watada. David was one of the few people that had an opportunity to watch all 3 days of the trial on closed-circuit television. We'll be back. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through Doherty Ferry. Expect a little slow traffic due to an earlier accident near Doherty Ferry. Southbound West Florissant at Pershall, there's a report of water main break, and with it being 20 degrees outside, you're getting some freezing up around that street area. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road, and then again from Spady through McKnight, look for a traffic easing this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well. Northbound Route 3 on the Poplar Street Bridge, no blockage on that approach. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79 is rolling steady. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge down through Chesterfield Flats is on the move. Northbound 270 at 70, look for no delays in that interchange there. Northbound 270 around the 44 interchange, look for no delays as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Cloudy, few flurries are possible. Lows in the lower 30s for this evening, mostly clear with a low around 10. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy. Once again, a low in the mid-20s. Then on Sunday, look forward to some snow showers, possible flurries or two, with a high only in the 30s. Currently, we've got 20 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and 20 as well. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 7. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
This is Judy Moskoff. Join me for A Gardener's Notebook every Monday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. As a master gardener, I'll answer your questions about what grows and what doesn't, how to control annoying garden pests, and help you create colorful flower gardens and the freshest fruits and vegetables you've ever tasted. Join me, Judy Moskoff, for A Gardener's Notebook, Mondays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the gardening issues that matter most to you.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Now.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This hour I'm having a conversation with David Mitchell. He's an attorney out of Spring Valley, New York. We're talking about the case of Lieutenant Aaron Watada. David was one of the few people in the country that had the opportunity to watch the three-day trial via closed-circuit television in Fort Lewis there in Tacoma, Washington. And David, can you describe for the audience what you saw when you started watching the trial? Could you give the layout of what it looks like? Because it's not like a normal, or is it like a normal civil trial or a criminal trial in a courtroom that everybody's familiar with?
Well, it was a small hearing room, and we were in an adjoining room watching this on video, a room down the hall, actually. We would see Lieutenant Watada and his attorney during breaks in the hallway and et cetera. And we would watch, basically, we would have a view of the attorneys speaking, the Army officer that was acting as a judge, and we would be able to listen to everything that was said, but we would not see, like, the whole room. But it was a very small room. They definitely didn't want people to be inside the room that they might not have control over in terms of having maybe some spectators demonstrating or whatever.
Who was in the room?
In the room were his immediate family and the legal team, the judge and the government's prosecution team. And by lottery, six or seven press members were allowed to go in. And the other press shared the room with the rest of us.
And in terms of, like, when you have a criminal trial, unless it's a judge-tried case, you have a jury sitting there. Was there a jury?
There was a panel. They had completed seating what they call it a panel of members in this case, but that was in a military court-martial. And it's fellow officers, other officers, and the panel had been seated. There had been an initial panel of 10, and they had eliminated three of them. Mostly the defense had eliminated three people.
Like a voir dire in a criminal or civil case.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they had a voir dire. You're right. And they ended up with seven members who had been seated, sworn in, and the government actually had rested its case the day before the mistrial events occurred. And there would have had to have been conviction by two-thirds.
Two-thirds of the seven.
Right.
What
so
did they
five,
look...
In effect, five would have had to have voted for...
And what did they look like?
Excuse me?
What did the panelists that were seated, that they were all military officers, right?
They were all military officers. Two of them were women. They...
Were any of them people of color?
Yes. Yes. Didn't see that much of them because we wouldn't see them on the screen.
But
I believe actually the two women were black, African Americans, and a couple of the men may have been as well. As I said, we're watching a videotape. We couldn't see the whole room. We would see people as they, you know, members of the panel as they passed by us, but the camera was basically focused on where the attorneys would argue and on the judge. We would see the judge the whole time. And then the attorneys when they step forward to argue in the witness chair also.
So how long did it take the prosecution to rest its case? Was it a short period of time?
The prosecution, basically the first day had been devoted to seating the members and some preliminary arguments. And then in the afternoon, it took an afternoon and the panel was seated. And then on the second day, they heard the government had three witnesses. There was the feeling of all of us that were spectators that the case had gone very badly for the government, and the judge especially seemed to be very upset about this and was surprised when the government rested. The government's case consisted of a professor who talked about the military proceedings and laws and customs, etc., and then two of Lieutenant Watada's commanders, and what's significant is that when questioned and cross-examined, all three of these witnesses said that it was the duty of a soldier to disobey an illegal order.
All of the witnesses said
this? All three of the government witnesses.
All of the prosecution witnesses.
The judge had ruled out that the order, the legality of the order, could not be tried. So, but all three of the prosecution witnesses and the judge had stated this, that one of his commanders said, even though they did not agree with Lieutenant Watada, they said it was a duty under Army law, and it incorporates international law, and in fact specifically incorporates the Nuremberg precedent. They said that a soldier had a duty to obey an illegal order. His commander said he would not expect any of his soldiers not to act according to his conscience. But of course, you know, it would have to be seen whether in fact the war was legal. But of course, this court would not allow that issue to come up directly in terms of putting the war and the order on trial. But it was a bad day for the government's case, and the judge seemed to be much more upset about that than the government. And then in the morning...
It got worse.
In the morning, the judge basically derailed this case.
And explain how that happened, please.
There had been a stipulation of fact, which attorneys always do, to limit what has to be tried. If they agree on things, why waste time? Within that stipulation of fact, it agreed to various statements that the Lieutenant Watada had made that go to the conduct on becoming an officer charge. And agreed that he deliberately did not report for the deployment to Iraq. And the stipulation of fact was considered by both the government and the defense to be just narrowing the issues. There was no ultimate final confessional results of this. He wasn't pleading guilty to any of his charges. Lieutenant Watada was still preserved all his defenses. The judge then and what was going on was that because of this, Lieutenant Watada, the defense was going to have its witnesses, which would be Lieutenant Watada and one other soldier. And Lieutenant Watada was going to testify about his intent. And that involved saying that he felt that the war was illegal and the order was illegal. And so even though this could not come in directly by trying the order, the legality of the order, it was going to come in terms of his intent and whether there was the requisite criminal intent that he had to be convicted of the crime. The judge, on his own, tried to say that the stipulation was confessional. And in effect, all the elements of the crime were there, and there should be no testimony whatsoever and no instruction to the jury, the panel members, about intent, about his motivation, about whether he actually did this because he felt it was his duty to do this because the war was illegal. It was an interesting thing to watch because the government disagreed with the judge. The government sided with the government attorneys. Sided with the defense and said that they had reached an agreement in the stipulation. It was a stipulation of fact. The government agreed with the defense that the defense had not waived its defenses, that they could testify as to the why. Therefore, the jury would be considering the why of why he didn't report. And the judge just could not have this. Now, I don't know where the judge was getting his marching orders, if any. But there is some speculation that the government did not want this issue decided, that maybe this was deliberately being derailed, this case.
It's a spectacle in and of itself to see the prosecution and the defense wrapping their arms around each other.
I couldn't believe it, and all of us there couldn't believe it. And
saying, you know, Judge, you're wrong. We're in agreement on this.
In effect, you see the judge sending the prosecutors away to, well, I think you need a 15-minute recess to go think this over. You need more time, and obviously sending them to talk to their superiors, but these government attorneys were not ready to agree with the hearing officer, the judge. They said they knew what they agreed to with the defense. The defense was right.
Wow.
That is stipulation as the fact. It's typically what people do in proceedings. They didn't need to try certain things, but that didn't waive defenses as to those things. And therefore, Lieutenant Watada had a right, even though the government would say it's not a valid reason, because the war is all right.
But he still had a right to say.
He had a right to testify about what he saw as his duty and what his intent was. And I think that the hearing officer or whoever saw they had a problem, especially since the panel of officers had listened. And you don't know how much sentiment of anti-war sentiment there is.
Absolutely.
The panel had listened to three government witnesses testify the day before that, yes, a soldier has a duty to disobey an illegal order. So even though it couldn't come in directly because of the pretrial ruling by the judge that the issue could not be litigated as to the legality of the war, it was going to come in by his intent that he was doing his duty, and maybe they'd find him not guilty because of that.
So what happened?
So the judge insisted that he saw this as a confessional stipulation, and that, you know, that in effect was a guilty plea, and everyone was saying if it was a guilty plea, we would have pled guilty. and he concocted this thing about he didn't feel that it had been a meeting of the minds, that while he saw it this way, Lieutenant Watata didn't see it this way, therefore he was going to vacate the stipulation. Now, once the stipulation was vacated, the jury in the government's case had already been presented with this stipulation of facts, agreed facts.
They were already impaneled. The trial was going.
They had been impaneled, and the government, they had heard all of the government's case.
The government arrested. That's right. We're in a trial.
There had been, in fact, the defense was now under no obligation to produce anything. They could have just said the government hasn't made its case. But no, the government had rested the afternoon before and rested. All of us that saw it thought it had rested very badly for them. And the judge also made it clear, you rested, you have no more witnesses. He had been the one who was even more incensed that the government hadn't made a case, it seems. His bias throughout was very evident. They could not proceed, and the judge declared a mistrial.
And the problem with that is?
And the problem with that is that the defense and various international law professors I see now in various newspaper articles take the position that jeopardy had attached. The case had begun. In fact, it had been concluded by the government that if they tried to reach, and since this was not a mistrial because of the fault of the defendant, and it was even over the objection of the defense, he cannot be tried on these issues, and it would be double jeopardy.
It's double jeopardy. We're going to be back. I'm having a conversation with David Mitchell, attorney from Spring Valley, New York. He was one of the few people that had the opportunity to watch via a camera in another room the trial of First Lieutenant Aaron Watata, the highest-ranking military person, to say this war is illegal and I'm not going. I'm not participating. This is Liz Brown. Stay with me. We'll be back. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else? Where else? Where else? Indeed. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace. Get on over to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Get your shop on. Get great customer service and take advantage of the great location. And when you do, tell them I told you to.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a personal invitation to join me for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality. Part of Women Inspiring Women every Monday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU. I believe when you follow your purpose, you have no choice but to be phenomenally successful, because all of the resources and opportunities you need become attracted to you. So join me, Lethea Owens, for Motivational Mondays, part of Women Inspiring Women, every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
the award-winning Wake Up Call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, baby, just to hear you speak makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen upon her throne.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with David Mitchell. He was a witness to the trial of Lieutenant Aaron Watata, being tried at Fort Lewis, Washington. He's the highest ranking military person to say no to this war and refuse to be deployed. And David, we're at the place where a mistrial has been declared.
Correct.
Jeopardy has attached. Seemingly jeopardy has attached. Where do we go from here? Is the trial over with?
Well, the government's position was that it wasn't over with, and the judge's position also. In fact, he scheduled a date for March 19th for proceedings to resume. It's not thought that even if things did resume, that it would be March 19th because the defense attorney has conflicts and it would probably be in the summer if anything happened. But the defense is saying that they would try to prevent this from going ahead. They wouldn't wait till final determination. They would file interlocutory appeals to the higher courts or review bodies. Claiming that this would be double jeopardy to proceed on these issues at this point because of the mistrial at no fault of the defense.
And the trial, the trial had proceeded.
The trial had proceeded. In fact, the government had concluded its case, and if the government didn't, attorneys didn't realize it, the judge at least realized that it had not gone well for the government.
So, what are folks saying out there? Is anybody really saying that there is a chance that the government would prevail on this, or is this just a saving face type of a thing that they have to do just to save face?
Well, I think the feeling out there is that the government is going to probably wants this to go away at this point, especially after experiencing what they did the last, you know, the 3 days this week. Where, you know, how can one avoid having the issue decided in one way or the other, either directly about the legality of the war, either directly in terms of legally challenging the order and presenting evidence about that, or at least in terms of considering the legality of the war as seen by Lieutenant Watata in terms of his motivation and why he did what he did. So one way or the other, it looked like it was going to be determined, and they didn't know what the result would be.
But look, I'm an attorney. I tried many cases. And for to see a prosecutor walk into a courtroom with three witnesses that testify in a manner that is helpful to the defense, and then his only witnesses, and then rest his case, mm-hmm. I've never seen that before. And the question I have is, didn't the prosecutor know what his witnesses were going to say?
Well, I think he probably hoped that it wouldn't come up that they would be questioned about what they saw as a soldier's duty.
Because this was right.
Once they get into that, you have this, and you know it's all spelled out in the Army Field Manual. It's spelled out in the Manual of Law and Land Warfare and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's spelled out that a soldier cannot obey, has a duty to refuse in a legal order.
And this was a question that was asked by the defense on cross-examination.
Correct.
Huh. So where do you...
There's really no way around it. And I think maybe once they realized there was no way around it, not the lawyers, because they're young government lawyers who are pursuing their case.
That didn't look anything...
acting in good faith, but somebody probably thought this case should be tossed. Somebody thought maybe we ought to get out of this. It could go really badly if there's a decision by the jury in favor of Lieutenant Watata. At least, maybe. I don't know what the hearing officer was thinking, but it was obvious through the proceeding that he was trying to bolster the government's case in whatever way he could and was was exasperated with the government resting when it did, was a case that looked very favorable to the defense to us the day before the mistrial happened.
So what happens to Lieutenant Watada now? Can he still be court-martialed? Can he still go to jail?
Well, he is back on active duty. We saw him. He had a leave for this trial, but he was in uniform and on duty, and he presumably will stay on in the Army unless something is worked out, which makes this case go away. And but I don't know what's going to happen for sure. I don't think they are going to have another trial.
But he cannot be. His court martial was contingent upon the outcome of this trial.
Yeah, this was the court martial is the trial,
okay.
and you know he would, and so now he's just back as an active duty soldier. So we have to next chapter. It'll be very interesting because are they just going to let it be?
And did you have a chance to talk to his dad after this?
I saw his dad. I had dinner with his dad the night before and his stepmother. And
it must have been a great dinner.
And, yeah, this was the night before the meeting.
Oh, the night before.
Yeah, with the attorney. And then I also, his mother also, I saw her in the hallways of the courtroom, and I saw her afterwards, after the mistrial, and she was just relieved. And, in a lot of ways, Lieutenant Watada was raring to go to get on the stand, tell why he did what he did, and have a ruling and have this behind him, but I'm sure now he may be happy in the end that this may go away and he may not face any prison time.
And he still said and did and believed.
Still made a stand.
There you go. David Mitchell, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call and sharing that information with us.
Thank you, Liz. It was a pleasure.
Take care now. Listen, folks, this is the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me because it's Friday. Of course, we have Dr. Rosa Kincaid. This is bringing us a Wellness 101. We're going to be having that conversation in the next hour. Please don't forget tomorrow. Of course, there's an important town hall meeting. You need to be there, a public forum. The Chief Moak was going to be there. I know you have some questions for Chief Moak with all of the shootings and all of the killings that are going on in our community at the hands of the police. I know you have some questions for Moqua, given his statement that we're going to take the gloves off. Law enforcement says we're taking the gloves off. Law enforcement is confessing to lawlessness. Oh, I know you have some questions for Joe Moqua. I also know you have some questions for these commissioners that are standing down on these issues. You need to be there tomorrow at 10:30 at Northwest High School. Right there on Riverview. All of you that understand this and know what's going on in our community, be there. It's an opportunity that you've never had before to ask police commissioners. We're having about six of them that will be there tomorrow. Irene J. Smith is going to be there as part of the panel. You need to be there, folks. That's tomorrow, Saturday, at 10:30, right there at Northwest High School on Riverview. And don't forget, also, International Urban Institute will be meeting at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And from there, they will be going over to the public hearing with the police commissioners and Joe Moqua. And then there's an important trial that is going on in the federal courthouse on behalf of fire, where the fire is challenging the city of St. Louis. That's taking place on Monday morning. And I'm going to give you more information about that on Monday morning. That's a very, very important story. And you all need to take a little bit of time out of your day, if those that have it, to go on over and support fire, the Black Firefighters Association, over there in the federal courthouse. That's an very important trial. Next hour, Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Wellness 101. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
To you. You were born with power. for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
That matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. Her life was a series of tabloid headlines, and it ended with one. Tomorrow there may be yet another one about Anna Nicole Smith. What caused her death, and who really is the father of her baby? More from ABC's Donna Rapato in Miami.
Among the trouble continuing to surround Anna Nicole Smith, even in death, perhaps saddest of all, a little girl who will never know her mother. On Good Morning America, Smith's own estranged mother, Virgie Arthur, said,
I'm going to go over there and see what I can do to help her, because she's the last of the two. I have a dead grandson, I have a dead daughter, and now I have a granddaughter that I'm really sincerely worried about.
The medical examiner here might have autopsy results by the end of the day if Smith died from natural causes, weeks if something else killed her. Donna Rapato, ABC News, Hollywood, Florida.
Israeli police clashed with Palestinian protesters today at a Jerusalem site holy to Muslims, Jews, and Christians. Over a dozen protesters and at least as many police officers were hurt in the fighting at what's known in by Judaism as the Temple Mount and in Islam as Haram al-Sharif. Barack Obama makes it official tomorrow. He'll announce he's seeking the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination. The woman who could give the senator a real fight, meanwhile, heads for New Hampshire.
Ahead of her weekend visit here, Hillary Clinton's campaign hired the New Hampshire Democratic Party Executive Director Nick Clemens signed on as her state campaign director. The Clinton campaign called this a really good catch for us. Clemens is fresh off a 2006 election in which Democrats here captured the state's two House seats for the first time since 1915. Polls here already show Clinton leading the Democratic presidential field.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Concord. You need more than a ruler to measure the snow in parts of upstate New York. You need a yardstick, actually. There's over 100 inches in some places, with more on the way. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 29 points. This is ABC News.
Hey, Ken. Picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix, pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime, acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonicSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonics, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonics is right for you.
James Brown's family is still battling over his estate with no end in sight. Here's ABC's Daniela Bellotta.
Expected in court, James Brown's partner and six adult children who are upset with the three longtime associates the legendary singer named as trustees. The children are suing, saying the trustees mismanaged the estate and want a special administrator to oversee how it's handled. Meanwhile, Brown's embalmed body remains in the same sealed gold casket seen at his funeral, awaiting a decision on a burial place. Brown's children reportedly want to turn his home into a Graceland-like museum and build a mausoleum on the site for his body. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Now, this kind of sounds like something that you might find in a sci-fi movie. Researchers in Britain say they're closing in on a new kind of technology that would allow scientists one day to look into someone's brain and to see if he or she is predisposed to behavior like committing crimes. They do say it's going to be a while before anyone could actually put these findings to use, though. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a second-grade student is in trouble for bringing a gun to school. The 8-year-old told police that he found the handgun in his home. A student resource officer at the William Capel Elementary School in Moscow Mills took the gun from the student and found that it was loaded with the safety unlocked. The boy's stepfather, David Himmel, is in jail on charges of endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree. The boy's mother, Tina Powell, was also arrested and charged with felony child endangerment. A local Marine has been seriously injured in Iraq. Sergeant Casey Helms of Bismarck, Missouri, has been transported to a German hospital after his platoon was targeted by a roadside bomber. Helms was pierced by shrapnel and suffered a punctured lung. Helms is in stable condition. He is on his second tour of duty in Iraq. Finally this hour, the Blues shut out the Red Wings for the first time in 176 games when they defeated Detroit 1-0 last night at Scott Trade Center. Bill Guerin scored for the Note, and Manny Legacy and Curtis Sanford combined to stop 23 shots. The last time the Red Wings were shut out was in January of 2004. The Blues snapped Detroit's 5-game winning streak, and they are 3-3-1 against the Red Wings this season. They return to the ice tomorrow night in Philadelphia against the Flyers at 6 o'clock. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Doherty Ferry. Look for an accident. Shoulders blocked. That's at Marshall Road. Cleared to the shoulder, however, but there's still slow traffic around that area. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for no delays. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge into the Chesterfield Valley. Look for no delays there as well. Northbound 270 at 44 is on to move. Northbound 270 around the 70 interchange, look for no delays. Eastbound 44 at the 270 overpass, all the way back through Miraz overpass, look for no delays there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, as well as westbound 64. You can expect no delays rolling into downtown at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Cloudy, a few flurries possible today, high in the lower 30s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 10. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. And then on Sunday, 30% chance of snow showers. Otherwise, the high will be in or around the mid-30s. Currently, we've got 20 degrees. Lambert Field has 20 degrees and clouds as well. Wind chill outside makes it feel like it's about 9 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell me brother. revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this end?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, there's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this end?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to our Friday edition of the Wake Up Call, Friday at 9 o'clock edition of the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and this is Wellness 101. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a little cold today,
okay.
But I'm doing pretty
good. Okay, doing pretty good. All right.
Yes.
Well, let's get right into this, okay? We had a wonderful show last Friday that kind of broke people into the journey that we're going to be taking in this education that we're going through in Wellness 101. So I'd like to kind of just talk to you to ask you the question of what exactly is wellness? What is that?
Well, wellness is the product of prevention and holistic medicine. I always say that prevention is the best medicine. It's always easier to prevent something, a disease, from happening than getting the disease and trying to get rid of it. So we want to keep the disease away. So prevention is a very important part of wellness. And then, of course, last week we spoke about holistic medicine,
mm-hmm.
which is medicine that takes into account the body, the spirit, and the mind.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things have to be in balance and functioning pretty well for a person to be well. So when you combine those two, you have wellness.
So what's the difference between, because when some people go into their doctors will say, well, you know, you look pretty healthy. You know, so what's the difference between healthy and wellness?
Okay, well, that's a very, very good question. I would say that because a lot of people say they're healthy and they say they're eating healthy diets, and then some people say that are here today and gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So healthy is you go into your doctor and you've done a lot of lab work, and the doctor says, wow, all your lab work looks good. You look good on paper.
In other words,
not we don't really know exactly how you feel, but according to the tests and you've had your physical exam, nothing wrong was found, and your lab work looks good. So you're healthy.
Okay. What's another way they say that you're healthy?
Well, you may have had a surgery, or you may have had a heart attack. You may have had a bypass graft or some stents placed in your kidneys or in your heart. And, you know, if your stents aren't clogging up and they're working pretty good, you'd be considered, well, you're doing good. You're healthy. You get a pat on the back, and we'll see you in 3 months.
That's what some doctors would say. Okay, what else would they say to give you what they call a clean bill of health? You're healthy.
Well, a clean bill of health, you go into the office and you tell your doctor, well, you know, I'm using low tar cigarettes now. Low tar. And I'm, you know, I'm cutting down on my cigarettes. And, you know, that's about the best I could do. I'm cutting down, and I've been using those low-tar cigarettes. So, you know, go out feeling that you're really doing something pretty good there.
You're doing healthy.
You're doing healthy.
Okay.
There.
We have to take a break. I'm talking to Dr. Rosa Kincaid. This is Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Don't miss this evening's Lone Ranger program on WGNU. In the 5 o'clock hour, it's Lloyd's usual Yahoo Buzz with Kathy Early segment. Kathy's our expert on what the world is searching on the Internet. And in the 6 o'clock hour, Lloyd's guest is David Borgnite, co-author of the Worst Case Scenario Almanac, History. That's Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, 5 till 7 tonight on AM 920 WGNU.
The Webster University Film Series presents Our Daily Bread from Friday through Sunday at 7 o'clock each night. The film introduces you to the world of industrial food production and high-tech farming. Admission is $4 to $6 per person. For more info, go to webster.edu. Something for you from WGNU.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
This 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid, welcome back. We're
Thank
talking
you.
About the difference between wellness and healthy. And what that some doctors would tell you, you're healthy. Your labs look good. You don't have any bypass or grafts that have clogged up. You cut back on cigarettes. What else do they tell you to lead you to believe that you're healthy?
You're healthy if you have health insurance.
And how sad is that?
Yeah, that you're healthy if you have health insurance. Although, unfortunately, most of the health insurances don't pay for prevention.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have it, you know, you're going to be healthy.
Okay.
Because you can go in there and see your doctor.
Okay. You're also healthy. What about your pills? Your doctors are telling you what about your pills?
Well, you know, if you have pills to take care of the side effects from the pills you're taking,
mm-hmm.
then you're doing pretty good. Most of these pills, they will have side effects. But if you've got the pills to take care of the side effects, then you're healthy.
Then you're healthy.
Then you're healthy.
So let's go to, okay, I get the what people are saying about you're healthy. But you've made the point that there's a difference between healthy and actually being well.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do the comparison? What's the comparison of we know what doctors would tell you about being healthy. What's being well?
Well, being well is feeling a sense of purpose. Waking up in the morning feeling happy and feeling like you're doing something purposeful with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very personal thing. It's not something that somebody else determines. It's what you determine.
And your health is in your own hands.
That's right.
You know, so if you think it, then you'll be it.
That's right. If you think it, then you'll be it. Being well is feeling that you have control over your health and you're taking responsibility for your health.
And this society, Doctor, is one of those societies that the medical profession is run in such a way that people just kind of advocate to the king doctor. You know, no offense, but, you know, king doctor, you tell me what's going on in my body. And that's kind of backwards, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There have been many times when you come into the room and I will ask someone, well, what is your problem today? How can I help you? And they'll say, tell me. Well, you tell me. Well, you've been with your body 24 hours.
All your life.
All your life. And actually, it's the only thing in life that you truly own. And you should know more about it than I should. And really, most people know more about their cars than they know about their own body. If you
mm-hmm.
if you ask someone where is the carburetor and what does it do, they'll know where it is and, you know, what it does. But if you ask them, well, what about your pancreas? What's the function of that? And you can't be alive without one of those. They won't have a clue.
And even if you don't do the pancreas quiz, you can ask them about their car. Well, the oil needs to be changed every 3,000 miles. How often should you have a bowel movement? You know, I mean, and people don't know that.
Well, there's a lot of confusion about that one because most people have the belief that, well, you know, whatever you do is normal for you. So if you're going once or twice a week and you have enough time in there to read the New York Times and you bring your computer because it takes so long for something to happen, then that's okay. But really, you should have a bowel movement for each meal.
Mm.
And that's something that's been totally lost somewhere.
So, well, it gets closer to the healthy piece as opposed to the wellness piece. So the first part of being well is feeling a positive sense of purpose and thinking it and then being it positively. Well, how about, what about understanding your body's function? Is that part of the wellness piece?
Well, understanding your body's function is a very important thing to do, and also listening to your body. In other words, when you have a symptom, if you have a headache or your eyes are hurting you or your leg is hurting you, you know, you want to try to figure out why do I have that or where is that coming from, as opposed to just taking a pain pill to get rid of it. You don't want to get rid of all the symptoms because those are the body's warning signs. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's just like if you're driving your car and that little yellow light comes on
mm-hmm.
in the front that says something engine check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like taking a hammer and breaking the light out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking at that light. I have to go somewhere. That's basically what the pills are more designed to do, is to keep the symptoms away. Like if you have high blood pressure, your pills will keep that pressure down. If you have diabetes, those pills will keep your sugar down. But if you forget to take those pills, your blood pressure can shoot up. If you forget the pill, taking the pill one day, blood pressure can shoot up and you can have a stroke. If you forget to take your diabetes medicine one day, you may end up in the hospital in the DKA. So it's about, you know, get listening to your body.
Paying attention
to the, your body is trying to tell you something. If you eat something and you get a big stomach ache after the 4th of July, you can kind of figure it out. If you ate a six pack of beer, you had a rack of ribs, your stomach might hurt after that.
But in our culture, if you get indigestion, the commercials tell you, in addition to your doctor tells you, take the antacid pills to kill the acid. But the acid's in your stomach because it's telling you that, stop putting that stuff in me.
Well, actually, the acid is in your stomach to try to break down all of the food that you've put there.
Mm-hmm.
The acid is there because when you put foods in your stomach, when you put substances in there, your digestive enzymes come out. It has to be broken down. If you put some chips or ribs in it, it has to be broken down into a form that your body, that can be absorbed into the body and used as energy.
But if your body keeps reacting to that negatively, the antacid pills that you're taking is partly because your body is reacting negatively to what you've put in there.
Well, what happens is some of the foods,
mm-hmm.
like if you, they have different digestion times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you eat something that's fried, it's gonna take a lot of work, maybe 6-8 hours for the body to break that down. So what's in? I mean, it's trying to work,
mm-hmm.
But what the medicine does when you take the pill, it actually takes the acid out. It takes the acid out. So, no, you don't have an acidy stomach. But then tell me, how are you digesting that food? How is it getting digested if you're taking a pill that's taking the acid out of the stomach? So you have a catch-22 there.
And so, okay, so again, getting to what is wellness, sense of purpose, understanding, pay attention to your bodily functions, and also there's a philosophical thing about healing, too, that is part of the understanding of wellness.
Yes. Well, the spiritual part of it is that the pills can't really heal you. The doctor doesn't really heal you. God heals you. Or that force out there, that godly force. And also your body, what God has created. It's been created in a way.
It's perfection, isn't it?
That's right.
The body is perfection.
Exactly. It's been created to heal itself,
mm-hmm.
by God.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing with the pills and getting things cut off and replaced with new later models, is not really the way that it was meant to be.
Mm.
It's meant to be a self-sustaining entity that and there's a whole manual on everything that that can go wrong can be corrected by something that were plants and trees and things that are grown here.
So there's a beautiful symbiotic relationship between the perfection of your body and the perfection of the things that come out of the earth in the healing of and the helping of and the nurturing of the body.
That's right. That's right.
And how important is water in this whole process?
Well, water is very important. Our bodies are, I think, around 70% water.
Mm-hmm.
So water is very important. Unfortunately, water is in many places polluted, and we have to purchase pure water,
mm-hmm.
now. And it is... So that's a big difficulty. But yes, drinking water and not drinking sodas and sugary sodas and
water is not one of those things that our society encourages us to, outside of exercise. Okay, when you exercise, drink lots of water. That's cool. That's good, and that you should do that. But it's not just when you're exercising that you need to be putting water in your body.
Yes, we need to be drinking at least 3 quarts of water a day.
Three quarts?
Yes, at least. It's a minimum. to keep everything functioning and to keep your skin soft, to keep the enzymatic reactions going in the body to ensure good digestion and good bowel movements. Pure water. Not tap water.
And we'll get to that in just a second. Johnson, you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. I'm 80 years old. I got 10 kids.
You're 80 years old and you have 10 children.
I've never been in a hospital. I don't take medications, except lately I started taking the sugar pills and blood pressure pills. I don't eat pork. I don't eat it all this time. We eat fried food and stuff. And I want to ask her, can you do that away for your body to keep normal? Because I have no problem.
What's your question again, Ms. Johnson?
I want to ask her. I see she said about your body being get to be near. Is it better for you to eat boiled food than it is for you to eat fried foods and stuff like that?
Fried foods are not good. Fried foods, exposing foods to the heat that you need to expose it to fry it, makes the protein bind so tightly that it makes it extremely difficult to break down, especially if it's a meat. It takes an extreme amount of energy and excess acid to come out of your body to try to break down fried foods.
And if you're talking about like a fried, something that's battered and fried, that's even worse.
That's even worse. And unfortunately, most people in society, they'll eat those heavy meals, the fried foods, like late in the evening before they go to bed, when the body has the least amount of ability to break it down. And that's one of the causes of having reflux disease. But if you're 80 years old and had 10 kids and you're doing well, you know, I think you should just keep up what you've been doing because you're probably doing just great.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
There was about this virus going around that they're going to start giving the kids, the young ladies.
Cervical cancer vaccination.
What is that?
We'll talk about that. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, M.D., stay with us. We'll be back.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
You're tuning in to Rasta Resolutions, the number one reggae program in America. King Silos, Rasta Resolutions comes your way every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Also on the net, that's www.wgnu.net, Rasta Resolutions.
In the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
That I know. I thank my God. I've got something within me. Oh,
Welcome back. Well, something within me. Good choice, Howard. Good choice. My name is Liz Brown. This is Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. We're talking about the difference between healthy and wellness. And Rosa, one of the things that we probably need to probably end with is when we are working towards being well, positive relationships matter, right?
Well, yes, that's part of the emotional part of being well. You want to have positive relationships with as many people that you're around as possible. If you can't have a positive relationship with them, you know, you try to, I don't want to say avoid, but not, you know, not be in that sphere where it can cause you a disparity or argument. It just causes an imbalance.
And doesn't that get back to the first thing that you said about knowing your body? You also have to know your relationships, and you have to know what that relationship brings to your presence.
That's right.
Right.
Because a negative relationship can make you ill.
Yes.
Yes. Negative emotions are associated with irritable bowel syndrome, asthma, stroke, heart attack. So you really have to keep your environment, like if you don't have control over everything that happens out in the world, but in your home environment, you have to have peace.
Who you call, who you allow to come into your home,
who
you keep up contact with. If that's not bringing positive energy, it's like you know, beating yourself or eating the wrong foods. It's not doing the things that you need to stay well.
Exactly. And being around people who are very negative and who are always bringing people down and tearing people down for no reason, it's not good to be in that.
Those types
of people.
That doesn't keep you well.
It will not keep you well. It will bring you down.
Okay, Dr. Kincaid. So we know the difference between healthy and wellness. So tell us, doctor, how do we get started with being well? What are the changes that we have to make? What are the things that we have to address to get to being well?
Okay. Well, I have some my basic principles. The most important thing about starting to get learning what changes to make is to remember that you have to really take your time. You have to move within your own sphere.
There you go.
You know, you have to have a paradigm shift about food, because my motto is that food is your best medicine. So I really like vitamins. I really like using herbs and alternative treatments. But you have to remember, you're made out of what you're putting in your body three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So people, when they hear about, oh, how do I get healthy, the first thing that they talk about is they want to detox,
mm-hmm.
want to detoxify. But the best way to detoxify, to start detoxifying, is to stop putting toxins in your body.
Okay.
So that's what I like to do first. Just let's talk about some of the things that you can do. You can look around in your cabin, in
changing
your refrigerator.
Changing your immediate world that you live in.
That's right.
Okay, to the things that people can, simple things that you don't have to go out and buy a detox. You don't have to go out and fast.
The
starters are changing the world that you live in right now.
Yes, and I'm glad that you brought that up. Like people that say they want to go on a big fast, or they want to get a colonic, which is basically a big enema. But then after they go on the fast and they go on the colonic and then they go right back to what they were eating.
Well, they do the colonic, and then after they finish they drive through McDonald's and have French fries and hamburgers.
That's right.
So, yes.
So that's known as the detox retox. We don't want to get into that. What we want to try to do is to learn as much about keeping healthy and hearing it from different people, and to slowly start incorporating in your life. For life.
There you go.
Not for just, you know, until, you know, you your blood pressure is under control, or your diabetes is under control, or you lose those 10 pounds. For life. Because this is going to prevent you from getting sick later on. So let's start with our world. What are some things for the starter part of starting to get well?
Okay, look in your cabinet.
In your kitchen cabinet.
Mm-hmm. We're in there. Okay, aluminum and nonstick cookware. Not a good idea.
Why not aluminum?
Well, aluminum, now most doctors will say, you know, there have been autopsies done on people who have Alzheimer's disease, mm-hmm. which is a neurodegenerative disease, and they found mild tangles and little pieces of aluminum. Aluminum has been found in Alzheimer's patients on autopsy.
In their brain.
So, you know, if that's something that's being found there, I think it would be a good idea. Like, why cook in a, you know, when you cook in your pots and pans, some of the metal from that pan is going into the food. So if you cook with aluminum, you know, some of the aluminum is going in your food. So you know,
get rid of the aluminum.
Don't give it to somebody else to make someone else sick. You can use stainless steel. You can use glass. You can use iron. Those are okay.
What about nonstick? What's wrong with nonstick?
Nonstick cookware has some chemicals on the bottom of the pan so the food won't stick to the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using a spatula or a spoon to stir it or whatever it is, whatever that chemical is going into the food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's associated with cancer.
Mm.
And that was even on one of the evening news programs that I saw a little short blurb about that. But I've been knowing that for about 30 years.
So we don't cook with aluminum. We don't cook with non-stickware. What do we cook with?
Stainless steel,
mm-hmm.
Glass, or iron, cast iron.
So Grandmama knew best when she was cooking with those big old cast iron pans.
That's right. Those are good.
And after a point, stuff doesn't stick to the cast iron. It really becomes non-stickware.
That's right.
I mean, I have a cast iron skillet from my grandmother that's almost 70 years old now. You know, so, it's over 70. It's about 80 years old. Yeah. You can get to a place with a cast iron that you don't. It works just like aluminum or non-stickware. All right. Next, what else? What do we discard?
Well, we shouldn't use antiperspirants.
And why?
Well, antiperspirants have aluminum in them.
That same aluminum that we're talking about.
Same aluminum. And anything that you put on your skin actually goes into your bloodstream. You know, we have so many medicines now. They're called transdermal medicines. You put them on, it goes into the bloodstream. So you don't want to use antiperspirants for that reason. The other thing is that you don't really want to use something that makes you not sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand, you know, you don't want to get a big ring underneath your fine dress or a silk you know, blouse or something like that. But then you can use one of those pads to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you sweat, that is one of the ways that your body has of getting rid of toxins. That's why when people are athletes, people who exercise a lot, they're sweating. You know, even if their diet may not be that good, all that sweating and everything helps.
It's pulling stuff out. And what is so interesting, Dr. Kincaid, is for women, I know that I decided that decades ago that I was not going to use anything that had I wasn't going to use an antiperspirant. And I've noticed over the years that it's more and more difficult for you go down the aisle of Walgreens or any store like that has a big selection of those types of products. You cannot find a single women's deodorant product in those stores that is not an antiperspirant. What I had to do for a while was I would go to the men's section, because men have, but they're starting to also, we're starting to see more and more antiperspirants in the men's deodorant part. But the only place that I could find deodorant without antiperspirant in it was in the men's section.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
You know, so, I mean, so it's hard.
So it's okay for men to sweat then.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know what it is, but for in the, go to the women's section, the deodorant section, and you won't find any deodorant product that is not an antiperspirant.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And so Now, we don't want anybody to smell bad.
No.
So, you can use a deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest that you go to the health food store and get a deodorant. And the other thing that you have to realize is that if you have a really, really, really foul odor, then that is coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may want to reconsider changing your diet and doing some sort of detoxification.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a foul odor, that is you. That is what you are eating.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming out of your body.
It's just not manifesting itself once it hits the air.
That's right. It is you. When you sweat, what you eat, what's inside of you is coming out.
It either indicates that you're not clean, that you're not washing the way that you need to be washing, or it's something that you're eating.
Yeah, but a lot of times, you know, most of the times people are washing. I don't know if you go to the gym, especially if you go to a gym and people are sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it's not an odor from people not cleaning themselves. It's an odor from the sweat, what they're eating.
And
I can smell it. If you go to a cancer ward.
Oh, you were at Hardee's last night.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes, that's one of the problems that we have with some of our cancer wards.
Mm-hmm.
If you go, the people in the cancer wards are clean people, but you can smell the tumors. They even have tumor smelling dogs now. You can smell,
mm-hmm.
you know, the waste products that's actually inside the body.
Mm.
So that's with the antiperspirants. What else do we discard? As we are working towards being well, what are some other things that we need to discard?
We want to consider using more organic fruits, vegetables, things like that. Because pesticides are not good. Especially for hormone-sensitive tissue like breast, uterus, prostate.
Mm.
Pesticides are also known as xenohormones.
Mm.
In other words, they look so much like hormones that they can actually knock off the hormones off of the estrogen receptors.
Wow.
And cause...
We have to take a break.
Okay.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
I'm Liz Brown. I'm here this morning with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. This is Wellness 101. We're taking a break, but don't worry, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday night. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lawanga Center.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Frank.
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. My guest for Wellness 101 is Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. And we're talking about the difference between healthy and wellness and how do we get to being well. And we're talking about first step, instead of cleaning your colon, clean your house, clean your environment, deal with the things in your environment, then get to the other stuff. So we're talking about pesticides right now.
Okay. So pesticides are called xenohormones. Okay, they're poisons that are sprayed on our food to keep insects off. So, you know, they can kill insects. And I could tell you, you don't really want to eat foods that kill insects. If you see a plate of food and there's insects around it and their legs are up in the air and they're dead, I wouldn't advise you to eat the food. Pesticides closely resemble hormones in our bodies, and it can confuse the body to thinking, oh, this is estrogen, oh, this is testosterone. They attach to hormone receptors on some of our sex tissues, and they can cause cancers. We're seeing cancers in younger and younger patients. It used to be a disease of older people. We have 20-year-olds with cancers now, 30-year-olds, because of all of these chemicals that are sprayed on the food. So what you want to do is get organic food if you can. Organic food can be very, very expensive. What you can do, you can get a vegetable rinse.
If you can't afford it, then clean your food,
yes.
Wash your food,
yes.
Peel your food.
Yes, but they have special vegetable rinses out. They're
okay.
Very, very inexpensive. Excuse me, very inexpensive. $2, $3 for 16. You just spray it on there, and it will remove as much of the residue as possible.
Very good.
Yes.
So let's move on to something else that you need to discard. Salt.
Okay, so salt is not too good, regular table salt. It can cause hardening of the arteries. We want to use, also it causes a lot of fluid retention for those of you who have, you know, high blood pressure. Now, we do have sodium in our bodies, but the type of table salt we have is causing problems. So to replace that, what you would like to use is sea salt. Sea salt, sodium chloride, and Celtic salt will not cause the same type of fluid retention, hardening of the arteries. It's a more natural type of salt. Or you can use something that's similar to, soy sauce, mm-hmm. called tamari sauce, or Bragg's Amino, something called nutritional yeast.
And we'll be talking more about that as we move on.
We will be talking more about these when we have, because we're going to be cooking in the show.
Yes, we are.
So we're going to be using a lot of these different things.
Sugar.
Sugar, my favorite.
We have a can of Diet Pepsi in front of us right here. Is this the time to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to use white sugar. We don't want to use sucrose, fructose, corn syrup. Sugar actually causes us to overeat.
Mm-hmm.
It overstimulates the pancreas to put out too much insulin.
And if you pay attention, like you said, to your body, just have something sweet and then see how quickly you want something else to eat after that.
That's right.
I mean, if you just pay attention to what your body is doing, you'll notice that.
Yes. Like about, first it gives you a big rush, maybe about 30, 40 minutes later, it makes you feel hypoglycemic,
mm-hmm.
because it's caused your pancreas to overreact. You get hypoglycemic. You feel really, really hungry, like you either have to have some more sugar or something to eat. And you shouldn't be hungry. A can of soda has 17 teaspoonfuls of sugar. It's got
17.
A lot of calories in it.
Mm.
So that's one of the ways it causes you to overeat, because it makes you feel devastatingly hungry about 40, 50 minutes after you drink it.
Mm.
So you can replace this with, honey is a good replacement. 100% maple syrup is a good replacement, or molasses, which has iron. Another sweetener is called agave, which is pretty good. But you do not want artificial sugar. You do not want to use the, because aspartame, which is one of the main ingredients of these diet sodas, actually turns into formaldehyde at room temperature. Formaldehyde is embalming fluid. It causes all types of neurodegenerative diseases. Cause lupus, Alzheimer's, depression, hypothyroidism, headaches. There's a long list, brain tumors. We have a big increase in brain cancers these days. These chemicals are very, very harmful. You should not use any of these.
So when we see these packages of NutraSweet and all this other
dangerous,
the pink packet, the blue packet, the yellow packet, the chartreuse packet, all these packets out here, you're not supposed to be using them.
Very dangerous.
Or it's not healthy to use.
Not good. But there is a good replacement.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use a sugar that doesn't have any calories in it, stevia is a sugar.
That's S-T-E-V-I-A.
Yes.
Where can you get stevia?
You can get stevia at my office, of course, but you can also get it in the health food stores.
Mm-hmm.
It has no calories, and it's made from chrysanthemum flowers.
And it's fabulous. It truly is.
Yes.
It is a truly fabulous sweetener.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes, and it comes in all different forms, liquid, little packets. You can carry it around in
mm-hmm.
your purse or in your pocket. And you can even grow stevia. They sell it here in Soulard Market.
And you can cook with stevia.
And you can cook with stevia. It can replace all your sugars. And it has no carbs. It has fiber. Yes.
S-T-E-V-I-A.
Yes.
Okay. Regular toothpaste.
Regular toothpaste,
why do I need to take regular toothpaste out of my, we're in the bathroom now, out of my bathroom cabinet?
Well, I'm always reading stuff, so if you look on the side of your regular toothpaste, there's a warning on there that says if you accidentally swallow the toothpaste, to call poison control. It says to not use in children under the age of, I think, 6, if they're under 6, you have to watch them. If they're under 2, don't use it because, children swallow toothpaste. You don't really want to put anything in your mouth that has a warning that says if you accidentally swallow it, to call poison control, because anything you put on your mucous membranes anyway is being absorbed into the bloodstream. Fluoride that's in the toothpaste, it's a product of aluminum. It's pretty dangerous stuff.
And it's not hard to find non-fluoridated toothpaste.
That's right. But now if you're eating a lot of candy and sweets and, I don't know, fluoride might be the only thing that works for you if you're eating one of those.
I find it hard to believe, Dr. Kincaid, that someone who's eating a whole lot of sugar and sweets is going to say, well, I need to change my toothpaste because it's got fluoride. I don't see people really doing that. So for the most part, we're cool on our teeth. If we're brushing our teeth and if we are flossing with our teeth, we can brush with non-fluoridated. There's enough stuff out in the environment. Tap water has it in it practically, doesn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. As long as we're not eating those real high sugary sweet diets and drinking sodas and, you know.
And we're brushing our teeth regularly and flossing.
That's right, brushing and flossing.
All right, cow's milk.
Well, cow's milk is made for cows. What the cows have to go through to give us that milk is pretty much torture. The cows are artificially inseminated. They're basically on a lockdown. They're milked so much they get infections in their udders. They have to be fed, you know, large amount of antibiotics, which of course goes into the milk. But even so, drinking cow's milk also sets up a chance for multiple allergies. It's been associated with type 1 diabetes, childhood diabetes, giving milk. Mucus forming for those who have asthma, not good. Also, the fat content of milk is designed for a cow, which is a large animal. Human milk is mostly glucose. It's mostly sugars. Looks different, has a different fat content. It's meant to nourish a brain, not to fatten a cow up.
Dr. Kincaid, we got to bring it to a close. What's your number for your office?
Oh, my number is 314-644-0000, and I'm also on the web, www.drrosakincaid.com.
Excellent. And spell Kincaid for our listeners.
K-I-N-C-A-I-D.
Dr. Rosa Kincaid, M.D., thank you for another day of Wellness 101. See you back same time, same place next week.
Yes.
Okay. And everybody, again, I want to say that at the end of the show, as I always do, thank you so much for listening. And until Monday, stay strong.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty.